I hate Sundays, because that means tomorrow's Monday, and that means there's school, and I hate school.
Dude, all they do is give us homework on top of homework. I'm getting tired of that stuff.
Yeah, and you sit in class for hours, and you hear your teacher go, hoya mwingba, hoya jawiyo.
Dude, that's definitely him. And they barely feed us.
Yeah, it sucks. I wish we didn't have to go to school ever again. We don't even need school. We have ChatGPT, we have Google, we can ask...
He is the science guy.
We can ask questions whenever we want. We literally don't need school anymore.
Sorry, guys. That's the rules. We're kids. We gotta go to school.
I wish we could make our own rules. I wish we had our own country. We could do whatever we wanted.
Oh, dude, that would be sick. Josephistan? Oh, all the hoes would love to live there.
It sounds like it would explode.
No. We just play basketball and have a bikini contest.
Well, guys, we should start our own country. Oh, we could get a private island. Oh!
Dude! Oh, all day bikini contest?
Yeah, that one guy had a private island. He loved it.
I don't want to do what he did.
He was a goofball.
Yeah, we would never do what he did.
He was a little bit more than a goofball. I'd say he was a monster.
He was a weirdo. Why would he do what he did? You're telling me you have all that money and you couldn't find girls over 18?
Yeah, top tier goof.
I'm sure that he could find plenty of women.
Come on, bro. College hoes, bro.
Yeah.
I think he just had a lot of problems.
Yeah, okay. Well, has he ever had a cold Dr. Pepper?
I bet he probably did.
He would have reconsidered that shit.
I don't think Dr. Pepper would have fixed him.
I don't know. I was sipping it on just that right moment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he wouldn't have done that weird shit.
I don't think that would have made the difference.
I'll ask him now.
It was dead. He's dead.
Yeah.
All
right. A cold Dr. Pepper.
Can't fix that now.
Don't.
So we need to get a private island. How much does this cost?
I don't know, like $100 million?
That's a lot of money.
It can't be that much, dude.
Yeah, like Louisiana. What was the Louisiana purchase?
It was like $15 million, and Louisiana's trash.
Oh, my God. You're telling me that a place that has the Saints costs $15 million and a private island's $100 million?
What? I mean, we can't even afford Louisiana. We definitely can't buy an island.
Okay, we got to earn $100 million somehow. Jeff Bezos did it, and he read books.
Well, he sold books at first, and then he did a lot of other stuff, and it took a long time.
Okay, you know, how about we just steal stuff that's worth $100 million?
That's better.
Okay, well, usually things that are worth $100 million are locked up so people can't steal them.
Not in museums. Like, in museums, they have all this, like, stuff that's worth a lot of money, and you can just pay $5 to go look at it, and no one's always watching it. Ben Stiller's not there all the time. You can just take it.
But they don't let you just take shit.
Okay.
No, I got a homeboy named Devo, and he works at the Louvre in Paris. He tells me all the time I can come over there and steal whenever I want.
Wait, you have a friend named Devo that works at the Louvre?
Hell yeah! What? He has all the pictures of the nicest shit, from the Mona Lisa to diamonds. He's like, bro, look at this. Bro, all these white folks ain't even paying attention. I can just run off with this stuff. Look at these pictures.
Well, that's him in front of the... Whoa!
Yeah, look at it. The diamonds with him shining.
Whoa, and he said we could steal any of that stuff?
It's great VVS's. Ain't nothing to joke with. Yeah,
whoa!
Real deal, Holyfield, bro.
There is no way a guy named Devo is gonna let us steal all the shit from the Louvre.
He's telling me I can at any point in time. Look at that smile. He's happy to be there. He's working there.
How do you know Devo?
We gaming together a lot. You know what I'm saying? We voice chat on Call of Duty. He's a cool cat.
And he said we'd come over to the Louvre and steal all that stuff.
Yeah, we can go over to the Louvre and steal all of it. He's cool.
What? I don't trust Devo.
Well, I trust him. He knows what he's talking about.
What? He literally said, picture, he said we can go steal the Mona Lisa. We can get $100 million, buy our own island? Oh my God, that would be so cool. Come on, Cody, please.
Well, guy, first of all, we have to find a way to get to Paris.
An airplane? Dumbass. You're stupid. Okay, so the Wright brothers made this thing. It's like a metal bird, and it goes,
I know what planes are. I mean, how are we getting to Paris?
On an airplane? They're fucking dumb.
But how do we get on the plane?
There's a place called an airport, yeah, and they have like a terminal, and there's this like staircase you walk
through. I understand how air travel works. My point is, how are we going to afford a plane ticket to Paris?
Can Debo hook us up with everyone?
No, he's kind of broke his heel right now. He's working.
And passports. You guys have passports?
No, I don't have a passport.
Jesus.
Okay, what else would we need?
Well, I think we need a lot, and it doesn't matter, because the Louvre isn't going to let us steal hundreds of millions of dollars worth of shit.
He has an inside job. Devo will literally let us. If we could just get to Paris, all that stuff's ours.
Guys, let me explain to you exactly what would happen if we tried this. First, we'd have to buy plane tickets to Paris, which are extremely expensive, and get passports. And then, when we got there, we'd have to go into the Louvre and hope Devo isn't a complete dipshit and he actually works there, and then steal the Mona Lisa and those jewels while avoiding the security cameras and the alarms and the other people at the museum, and then we'd have to leave the Louvre hoping no one notices us carrying these priceless artifacts, and then we'd have to get all the way to the airport while holding these priceless artifacts, and go through security while holding all these priceless artifacts, and then there's this thing called customs that checks everything you're bringing to make sure you're not stealing anything or taking anything illegal into the country. So you have to get through customs while holding all these priceless artifacts, and then you have to fly home while holding all these priceless artifacts on a plane, and then even when you get back to America, you have to find someone willing to buy those stolen priceless artifacts, which no one is going to want to do because they'll get arrested.
Wow, Cody, that sounds like a lot of things could go wrong.
Right, which is why we shouldn't do it.
We need the help of a professional thief.
Yeah, somebody like the Pink Panther
or Nicolas Cage. He stole the Declaration of Independence.
Mm-hmm. He was Ghost Rider one time.
Yeah.
Those are movies.
Cody, it's still Nicolas Cage. He still had to be those characters.
Mm-hmm. He didn't actually steal anything, though.
Oh, okay, but he has to have more knowledge than us. He's an adult.
Okay, but also you have no way of getting in touch with Nicolas Cage.
I have his phone number, Cody.
Okay, we've been over this. You do not have Nicolas Cage's phone number.
He obviously does.
All right, guys, it's ringing.
Hi there.
Oh, hey, Nick. You still working on that really big jigsaw puzzle?
Pretty big one.
Yeah, it's like 10,000 pieces. He's almost done. Anyway, we're thinking about going to the Louvre in Paris and possibly stealing the Mona Lisa.
I'm gonna steal it.
Oh, come on, bullshit!
Yeah, that's our idea. You can't steal it. We were gonna steal it first.
You always do this shit, Nick.
Yeah, Nick, you get the Declaration of Independence. You can't steal the Mona Lisa. That was our idea.
Come on with your own plan.
Shit, guys, we have to get to Paris fast before Nicolas Cage. We're in a race. We have to steal it before he does.
Junior, that's the same recording of Nicolas Cage from National Treasure you used in the other video.
No. I have his phone number. He just talked to us.
No, it's the same one. You just edited it down.
No, guys, we have to grab my dad's wallet.
See?
He just dropped
it. It just looped itself.
No, he's talking about his shit.
He's shitting. He said a big one.
I'm
gonna
steal
it.
Okay.
He's talking about toilet paper.
Listen, we have to go grab my dad's wallet.
Did you not hear all the reasons I said we can't do this?
Listen, I'm sure we could fake passports. Let's just go, listen, would you just say that we're kids and that our parents are on the flight and we can't miss it?
What? Fuck it, yeah.
Let's go grab my dad's wallet, we gotta go.
I can't believe how easy that was.
They just let us take all this.
Like, I just walked up and took the Mona Lisa right off the wall, and the alarms went off, and no one gave a fuck.
Yeah, we were, like, in and out in 4 minutes.
This crown is solid gold. It belonged to King Louis XIV, but the guy at Customs thought it was a fucking Burger King crown. I told the guy at Customs, this is the real Mona Lisa. I want you to arrest me. And he said, haha, good one, kid. That's just a souvenir. He said that.
Yeah, the alarms are going off. Like, this is real solid gold.
Yeah. This is real shit. I guess they don't really care that much.
Yeah, I took the Pink Panther diamond out of the case, and the security guard was too busy saying Amberger over and over again.
He did. He really couldn't say it.
Yeah.
Taking candy from a baby, right?
Yeah, and your friend Debo, he was so nice.
I told you Debo know what the hell he's talking about. He a little crazy, a little schizophrenic, but he go crazy in the voice chat as well.
Yeah, Debo's real, Cody.
I like Debo. He's a cool guy.
Yeah, but now we have probably over $100 million worth of stuff, right?
I can't believe they just let us have this.
Do you think they even noticed yet? Like, we should turn on the news and see if they notice.
Yeah.
Breaking news, UK! A heist has happened at the Louvre, and over $100 million worth of priceless jewels have been stolen, including the Mona Lisa and King Tut's crown or some shit. The whole thing was caught on surveillance, and the French manager of the Louvre had this statement. I'm fucking pissed, and I eat snails and shit. So if you know these people, good. Turn them in.
Oh, they're mad. They're really, really fucking mad.
That's our faces all over the news.
They know we did it.
Oh my god, we're screwed. Debo's so screwed.
Oh, his ass is grass, dude.
Oh, he's gonna lose his job. We gotta hurry up and sell all this stuff and buy our private island so the cops can't get to us.
Yeah, we gotta escape to the island, dude.
Okay, guys, back to the original problem. Where the fuck are we gonna sell any of this? Nobody wants any of this. They can't show it. They can't sell it. And we have to find somebody who's worth $100 million who can afford to buy this. And people who have $100 million don't do these kind of crimes.
The other guy with the island, he did a lot of bad stuff.
He did other crimes, worse crimes.
So we just gotta find a billionaire who does really bad stuff,
mm-hmm.
and then we can just sell him the stuff.
Like who?
I don't know. Oh, who painted the Mona Lisa?
Leonardo da Vinci.
I'm sure he would pay to get it back.
He's dead.
Leonardo DiCaprio?
His brother will definitely want to buy it.
Leonardo DiCaprio and Leonardo da Vinci are not brothers because they have different last names.
They have the same first names.
Okay, so?
So they're not twins?
No.
Bullshit.
Yeah, no, you see Leonardo DiCaprio paint on the Titanic? He can paint, too.
Okay, he's not going to want any of this. None of them are going to want this.
Okay, God. Who has a lot of money that would buy a crown and jewels? Ronald McDonald.
But why would Ronald McDonald want any of this?
Because he hates Burger King. So what if he could buy a real crown from a real king?
Yeah, he would like that.
Yeah, and then also he could buy the Mona Lisa and put it in a Happy Meal or something.
I could see that.
Yeah, so let me call Ronald McDonald. He's our only hope.
Somebody call me!
Ronald McDonald!
Thanks for bringing the snack wraps back, my guy.
Ha, my boy. You know what else I brought back? Monopoly! And I've been blowing my McLoan all over Park Place and Boardwalk! Do not pass go! I'm making so much money, I don't even know what to do with it!
Oh, great. Do you want to buy the Mona Lisa?
Yeah, I made a Lisa Mona once. Used to call her Screaming Lisa! Let me see this bitch. Oh, she's hot. How old is she?
A couple hundred years old.
Oh, shit! A gilf! That's a meemaw I'd like to fuck. You know what else I'd like to do? I would really want to... I'm talking! Right in the... With a... And then I'm gonna... I'm talking in one ear, out the asshole!
How graphic.
I'll give you 10 grand for it.
We were looking to get 100 million.
Well, let me try on the shoe to make sure it fits.
Okay, but what about these diamonds?
Let me see. I'll give you 5 grand apiece.
Again, we really need 100 million.
I'd piss $100 million!
Okay, what about this crown? It's solid gold.
Is that Burger King's crown?
No.
Oh, never mind. I don't need that.
Why? What would you do if it was Burger King's crown?
I would give them whatever they wanted. Whoever had it, it doesn't matter. I'd pay whatever. Just to see Burger King not be a king no more.
Wait, Cody, that is Burger King's crown. What are you talking about?
Yeah, this is totally Burger King's crown.
I'll give you $100 million!
Okay, so...
For all of it!
Yeah, yes, yeah, okay, buy all of it.
Yeah. See you later, Chuck.
Oh, guys, we're about to get our private island!
Yes!
No, we're not.
What are you talking about?
Look.
Hey, stop! Freeze right there! You're under arrest!
Well, shit! For what?
For robbing the Louvre? You're holding the Mona Lisa and you're wearing King Tut's crown!
Please, just let me go to the bathroom and give me 5 minutes with her. And then I'll go to jail.
All right, deal.
Sweet thanks.
Oh, no! Ronald's getting arrested!
No, dude!
Oh, my God, they're gonna take all our stolen stuff!
Yeah, Junior, when you were on the phone with Ronald, I got scared we would get arrested, so I called the police and made a deal. I told them we'd give back all the stuff we stole, and turn in Debo, and turn in whoever bought the stuff, in exchange for us all three going free.
Wait, you set up my nigga Debo?
Yeah, I did.
Dude, you a snitch-ass nigga.
Wait, Cody, let me explain something. You called the cops and told them we return all the stolen stuff. Mm-hmm. And turn in Debo and a buyer in exchange for us going free.
Yeah, that's about it. We just got off with a warning.
They agreed to that.
Yeah.
Even though we're the ones that stole it.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I told them that.
And they're not going to charge us. They just wanted those other people.
Yeah. They just wanted them and the stuff back.
You did all this over one phone call.
Yeah, I talked pretty quickly.
Did you get this in writing?
No, it's just kind of like a handshake thing.
Should we get a lawyer?
No. We don't have to do that. I settled it.
You settled it in a quick phone call.
Yeah, it was pretty easy. Really.
Explain the phone call. That doesn't make any sense.
Okay, well, I called the guy, and I said, hey, we're the people who robbed the Louvre. And he said, well, obviously you're under arrest. And I said, now, hold on. What if we can give you all the stuff back and give you our inside man and whoever bought the stolen stuff? And then he said, well, okay, I guess that sounds all right. And so we made a deal. So we get to go free.
I don't know. I feel like we should still get a lawyer.
No, I think it's good. He assured me we wouldn't be going to jail.
Just my nigga Debo.
Yeah, Ronald, apparently.
I'm so confused. Okay, so, like, can you call him back and negotiate? Do we get, a reward for turning in the people who did it?
No, Junior, I think we should take the deal we have.
But we turned in the people who did it.
But we did it.
Yeah, so we should get a reward for turning ourselves in.
Dude, I don't want to push this.
The island.
No, I don't want a fucking island.
Dude.
Yeah, we robbed it for nothing?
Well, I mean...
We deserve a reward. You should tell them we need a reward for turning ourselves in.
Really, we deserve to be in jail, and I got us out of that.
Say we want the island.
I don't want to talk to him again. He's going to arrest me. I don't want to piss him off.
Tell him, then tell them to write us a letter to give to our congressman that we don't have to go to school anymore.
Well, I don't think he's going to do that. I don't think he's going to take that deal. I don't think we should be pushing our luck.
I don't know. I tell them that we take our deal back. We want to renegotiate.
If you want to talk to him, you can talk to him, but leave me the fuck out of it.
I don't even know how to call. You just called 911?
Yeah.
So just a random dispatcher made this deal with you?
Yeah.
That's not
legally binding.
Yeah, that's not, I don't even know what to say.
Not legit.
It doesn't sound, guys, I am actually worried now.
Yeah, because I was like, what the hell? So if that's not a real deal, we can renegotiate.
I'm going to just leave it alone because I don't want any more attention than we already have.
That cop would have arrested.
He's not arresting us.
Yeah, so the deal is settled.
Yes.
So the deal could be reopened.
I wouldn't fuck with it.
We need to get a lawyer to reopen this.
Listen, you can do that. I'm going to sit right here.
We didn't get anything out of this deal. We went to Paris for no fucking reason.
Wasted damn time.
Okay, let's go re-rob it.
I don't.
Return ourselves in.
I don't want to.
Remake a new deal.
That was a lot.
My chili ravioli spaghettios is almost done. Chef Pee-Pee, how do you do it? Oh, man, that smells so good. You need to be stopped. Put on the most wanted list. Jesus.
All right, Thomas. Are you ready to pull off the greatest stunt of all time? The jump over Chef Pee-Pee while he's cooking and make him really mad 360, 3000 variable McTwist? Thomas, if you pull this jump off, you'll go down in history as the coolest train of all time. Okay, and the crowd goes wild. Oops.
What the hell, dude? You got the Thomas in my chili!
He wasn't supposed to land in the chili, Chef Pee-Pee. He was supposed to go up the pizza box ramp, jump over you, and then land.
He's not supposed to be in the kitchen anyways! You're supposed to play in the living room!
Well, I don't have any railroad tracks for Thomas to play on. Maybe if Santa Claus got me train tracks for Thomas to ride on, I wouldn't have to make train tracks out of old pizza boxes.
Maybe you'll get it for Christmas, but look, not right now!
How is Santa gonna know what I want for Christmas if I haven't went to the mall and told him what I wanted yet?
You're 17 years old, you don't have to tell Santa every single time Christmas comes around!
Well, why don't you just take me to the mall so I can talk to Santa and tell him what I want.
I guess we can go to the mall and see Santa then. Uh-oh. You already ruined my chili. I don't have anything else to cook.
Well, can you please clean off Thomas? He's full of chili now.
No, you clean it off!
I don't want to put my hands in that. It looks gross. Looks like poop. Looks like diarrhea poop.
Oh, it's so damn hot.
Thomas.
Look, here's your stupid Thomas.
What? You were supposed to clean him off.
I'm not going
to
clean him off. I did, but it was the worst part. Jesus.
Ew. Should I be clean him? Clean them, clean them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought.
Next kid!
Santa! Calm down, kid. Santa's coming off a hangover. What do you want for Christmas?
I want a pony!
Oh, shit. We got another kid asking for another damn pony. What the fuck?
For the last time, we don't do livestock. How is Santa supposed to make a pony? You want him to, like, mate with a pony?
Yeah, I'm not doing that again.
No, he's supposed to use his Christmas magic, you dum-dum!
Okay, well, that doesn't exist, so get back in line and think of something more realistic.
Oh, not again!
Next kid.
Oh, my gosh, Chef Pee-Pee about to sit on Santa's lap!
You know you're 17, right? Grow the hell up. Come on, you gotta have bigger dreams in life.
Come on in, kid. What do you want for Christmas?
Well, all I have is my Thomas the Tank Engine toy. Say hi to Thomas.
Hey, Thomas!
Yeah, and Thomas really, really wants a train track that he can ride on all the time.
He's 17, by the way. Tell him to grow the hell up, Santa.
So all I want is a Thomas that... You getting tired?
Oh, yeah, you're no, I'm all right. Go ahead. Keep going, kid.
Can you just please get me a Thomas the Tank Engine set so that he can ride on the tracks?
Yeah, I'll see what I can do, kid.
Santa's winking at me!
I'll be worried about that.
No, I think he might be having a stroke. You might want to get out of here.
Who's going to get it for me?
Yeah, run.
Okay.
How the hell am I going to get a Thomas the Train track set? Wait, why are you whispering at me?
Did I hear you say you need that train track set?
You might have. Oh, wait, you have one?
Well, I mean, they're sold out everywhere.
I know. Do you have one or not?
Oh, yeah, I got one. Still in the box?
What? He does! He has one!
Yeah, 200 bucks, though.
What, the 200 bucks? What the hell?
Yeah.
Oh, that's overpriced. That's a scam! Hmm.
Well, I also accept trades.
Trades. I got a hat. You want to trade?
I already got a hat.
Okay. I got this Louis Vuitton apron. You want to trade that?
I have a shirt. I'm good.
Dang. Well, I don't know what you want from me.
My wife has really been wanting a stove for Christmas. You got a stove?
Of course I got a damn stove, but I'm using it for the holidays. How am I going to cook for the holidays if I give you my stove?
Well, you got a microwave, right?
I'm not cooking in the microwave. That'll take forever.
How bad do you want this train set?
Well, Junior really wants this train set. It will make him happy. I guess I'll trade you the damn stove.
All right, but I gotta check it out and make sure it's a nice stove first.
Okay. Wait. You gonna be picky now?
Well, yeah, I gotta make sure it's not a shitty stove. You good, Santa?
Yeah. I'm just Snapchatting some 20-year-old girls.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
You don't think it's Chris Hansen, do you?
What? No? Why would it be Chris Hansen if they're 20? Why are you even worried about that?
I don't know.
Did she say she was 20?
No.
Okay, well, maybe you shouldn't meet up or send any pictures you might regret later.
Yeah, please don't.
All right, well, maybe I should ask her.
Yes, start with that next time. I gotta go check out this guy's stove.
All right.
Just be careful.
Yeah, come on with the stove, man.
All right, bro, here's my stove.
It's a pretty nice stove.
Yeah. I cook it in myself.
Is it used?
Duh! It's used! I cook it in myself on a daily basis.
Hmm. how used.
Like overly used. Like daily used. Like stains everywhere. I use it all the time. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
That's gonna dock the value a little bit.
What? I told you it's a used stove. What the hell?
You think we could bake some cookies in it just to make sure it works?
Nigga, I'm not Martha Stewart. I'm not baking any damn cookies to show you that it works. It works!
But how do I know it works?
Look, there's a light on the inside. There's a clock on the stove.
Yeah, but I'm not buying a clock now, am I?
Look, you're making this more difficult than it has to be. I'm just trying to make a kindly gesture for the holidays for stupid Brad. Look, I don't even like Christmas.
So why don't you like Christmas?
Hey, Chef.
I hate Christmas because no one ever thinks about me. Day in and day out, I cook it clean, and no one ever considers me. No one ever buys me a gift. No one ever thinks about me.
Every single Christmas, people are opening up their gifts, and no one ever gives a gift for Pee-Pee. No one considers Chef Pee-Pee's feelings and needs and wants. All I ever wanted for Christmas was a damn oven mitt so I could stop burning my fingers. All I do is cook for other people and burn my damn fingers in the process.
Oh, no one thinks about Chef Pee-Pee. I don't want to burn my cute fingers no more. I just want an oven mitt.
Oh, poor Chef Pee-Pee. All he wants is an oven mitt so he can stop burning his fingers.
I'm going to get him an oven mitt for Christmas.
Well, that sucks about your fingers, but I will take the stove, though. You won't burn your fingers if you don't have a stove.
Okay, it's a deal.
Okay, great. I'll get you that train set, but, do you know how to move a stove? I don't know. You know what? I'll figure it out. It can't be that hard. I got it. It's coming. It's gonna take a while.
Hey, Junior, you invite us over?
Yeah, dude, what's up?
Yeah, I'm just sad.
Why you sad?
Chef Pee-Pee said that every Christmas he never gets anything that he wants. He never gets any presents. And he said all he wants is an oven mitt so he can stop burning his fingers.
What a fucking bitch, dude.
He wants an oven mitt for Christmas?
Yeah, he keeps saying he keeps burning his fingers, and I don't know if I can even find an oven mitt. Like, where do I buy one?
I don't know where you're going to get that kind of money for an oven mitt.
What, how much are oven mitts?
Oh, at least $20.
Well, I don't have $20. I don't have any money.
Oh, neither do I.
Oh, what am I going to do? How am I going to get Chef Pee-Pee an oven mitt?
I don't know, dude. You better run up and get you some money, dude. Get your change up, dog. Ain't that right, oven
mitt? I'm sorry. It's just okay. Joseph,
he's lost his fucking mind.
Joseph, is that an oven mitt?
Oh yeah, that's my best friend. I forgot to tell y'all about that. We hang out every day.
Is Joseph talking to an oven?
He's talking to an oven mitt with googly eyes on it.
Dude, it's my best friend. I had it since my mom left. It's her old oven mitt, and it smells just like her. Oh yeah, yeah, that's her scent.
Hey Joseph, it's just an oven mitt, dude.
No, it's not, dude. It's my best friend. It's a companion. It's not just an oven mitt. You wouldn't understand.
Well, Joseph, would you be willing to sell me that oven mitt?
Hell no, dude.
Well, $20 maybe.
I don't have $20.
Well, you don't have an oven mitt, dude. Ain't that right, oven? Yeah, he broke as fuck. Broke ass nigga.
Well, what if I traded you Thomas?
Thomas, dude? No way!
You would really trade Thomas just to make Chef Pee-Pee happy?
Yeah.
Wow, that's really noble of you. But I could swear I've seen Chef Pee-Pee use an oven mitt before. Like, I'm positive I've seen him do that. He has to have done that at some point. And even if he didn't have an oven mitt, he could use, like, a towel or, like, a napkin or a blanket. I mean, there's all kinds of things you can use as an oven mitt. I bet he has one.
Well, he was crying saying that all he wants for Christmas is an oven mitt, and there's one right there with googly eyes. I could take the googly eyes off. Joseph, can you please trade me that oven mitt for my Thomas?
Heck yeah, dude. You can have Ovi.
Wait, you really gonna get me up, fuck nigga? Oh, yeah. I'm gonna tell on your ass. I'm gonna snitch on your fuck ass to the police about all the murders. Die, new. Die, Joseph. Yeah, you gonna die today.
Oh, dude. You just gonna sit here and let Ovi take over my life? Oh, he's gonna murder me.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my God. He was trying to kill me.
Okay. I'm gonna go give this oven mitt to Chef Pee-Pee for Christmas.
Yeah, give me Thomas. Shit. I'm about to die over this shit.
What the fuck just happened?
I hope Junior likes his train set I got him for Christmas.
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee, I got you an early Christmas gift.
Willie, not right now. I got you a Christmas gift, too. I want you to see it. It's a train set.
You got me train tracks for my Thomas train?
Yeah, so you can do your little tricks with your Thomas and have fun.
Well, that's cool. Thanks, Chef Pee-Pee. I got you an oven mitt.
Wait. An oven mitt? For my oven?
Wait, what happened to your oven, Chef Pee-Pee?
I sold my oven so you can get this train set.
I sold my Thomas to get you the oven mitt.
Oh, you did that for me, nigga?
You did that for me, Chef Pee-Pee?
Oh, give me a hug.
Oh, I love you, Chef Pee-Pee. Oh, I love you. Merry Christmas.
That's crazy. Merry Christmas.
What do we have here? There's like 3 oven mitts in here. I knew it. And Junior, you already have a train table upstairs. You don't need this. What the fuck are you guys doing? Am I losing my mind?
Well, it was like the Christmas, like I got rid of something I love for him and he got rid of something he loves for me.
Yeah, that's really sweet, but neither of you needed any of what you got.
Don't ruin Christmas, nigga.
You sold your fucking oven. That's way more important.
There's a message behind it.
Yeah, that we both sold something that meant a lot to us to make each other happy.
Okay, I mean, that's not going to heat your food up.
Well, I mean, this is a pretty cool choice. Is this even Thomas brand?
Look at this goddamn mint right here.
I think it's Playmobil.
This bit's fine.
Charles, I love being a billionaire.
I know, you tell me every day, sir.
Charles, feed me chocolate.
Oh, very well, sir.
Throw it in my mouth. Spanking for missing and being bad at throwing.
Two, sir.
You have 2 assets, Charles. You want me to hit the hole?
No, sir, please.
All right, Charles, now fetch me my phone. I want to look at the stock market.
Very well, sir.
Hey! What are you doing in my house? You're the gardener. You're supposed to be outside. Get the fuck out.
I'm sorry. I'm looking for my hedge clippers.
You're not going to find your hedge clippers in my fucking living room. Now go! Charles, help!
What, sir?
Stinky's in the house. Get him out.
I don't know why he's in here.
Hey! Get out of the fucking house!
Can I use your bathroom first,
Eva? No, use my bathroom? Fuck the... No, you can't use my bathroom! You shit in the yard! You dig a hole, you take a shit, and you plant an orange tree! Naranhof! Now get!
Okay.
Charles, never let that happen again.
I will have a talk with the gardener.
Yes, you will. Charles, did you see where a CEO of a healthcare company was shot outside his hotel?
Oh, I did hear about that. Shot in broad daylight.
Why didn't his bodyguard protect him?
Well, he didn't have a bodyguard.
Didn't have a bodyguard? Charles, I don't have a bodyguard. What if someone tries to shoot me?
Well, then I would be very happy.
Charles.
But unfortunately, I'm not that lucky.
Charles, I think I need a bodyguard.
And who would want to kill you?
I don't know, Charles. Everyone loves me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we should get a bodyguard just in case. So what I want you to do is I want you to find every bodyguard you can think of and let's have an audition.
Very well, sir.
Oh, God. Fuck out!
All right, sir, I have arranged several interviews for your bodyguard position.
Okay, send them in.
Very well, sir. The first candidate is a gentleman named Screwball.
Screwball?
Screwball, yes.
All right, come on in.
I have a question.
The fuck are you doing? You're dressed like a clown. You look like a dickhead. Do you even know what this job's supposed to be for?
Well, Mr. Businessman, I saw the flyer and saw that you were hiring.
Well, this is for a bodyguard position, not a little kid's birthday party.
I'm actually not allowed within 500 feet of kids or a Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay. So I have a question for you. Let's say an assassin's trying to kill me. How would you protect me?
Well, I'd pull out my snake balloon because people are afraid of snakes. I'd go...
Fuck out of here.
I'm sorry. Did I get the job?
We'll call you.
But you don't have my number. Ow! That wasn't very nice.
Chives, the next one better be good because I don't know what the hell that was.
Well, it is a public application, sir. Anyone can apply.
Well, maybe it should be a little less public. Who's the next one?
The next candidate's name is Shrek.
Shrek?
Yes, sir.
The ogre guy?
Yes, sir.
Oh, donkey, I'm here for the job interview of being a bodyguard.
Will, you're definitely big, so if someone tries to shoot me, you can take a bullet for me and all that fat.
Yes, I can, business donkey. My ass has gotten pretty fat from all the cheesecake. So I do have one question, business donkey. How many snack breaks do I get? And how many bathroom breaks do I get? Because, you see, I have to shit for at least 6 hours of the day. You see, my asshole gets clogged, and I call it constipate. So it takes about 6 hours for me to break through the barrier and release the demon from my bowels, Mr. Business Donkey. And then I'm going to need about 4 hours to sit there and think about it and recover. Then I need another 3 hours to wipe. But also sometimes I do let it crust. So guilty is charged on the crust. So I always shit, but I don't always wipe. So sometimes pizza crust, sometimes wipey wipe, but always shitty shit.
I'm sorry. The position has been filled. It was nice meeting you.
Well, darn it. That's okay. But do you mind if I take a shit in your bathroom before I leave?
No, I'm sorry. My toilets have weight limits, so please leave.
All right. See you later. I'm going to go home and have some Sarah Lee cheesecake.
Did he just fly away by flapping his arms?
He did, sir.
Well, fuck the Wright brothers, I guess. Who's next, Chives? Because these candidates have not been good.
I'm sorry, sir. The next candidate's name is Woody.
Woody? Like when your wieners are?
No, sir. Like, his name is Woody.
Chewy boy!
My name's Woody, and I'm here for the job interview.
Ooh, a sheriff. It would be nice to have someone with law enforcement experience. So if someone was trying to kill me, how would you protect me?
Well, I'd see him coming from miles away with my binoculars. And I usually use these to hunt shrimpos. And when I see the shrimpo, I do the call.
That's enough. Hush. We'll definitely call you. You're at the top of the list.
All right, good. I'll see you later.
Chives, what the fuck? These candidates suck. First you give me a clown, then you give me an ogre, and now you got me a mental patient? Where are all the good bodyguard candidates?
I'm sorry, sir. The next candidate's name, it's Crush.
Crush? Hell yeah, that sounds badass. Send him in.
Hope he is.
Oh, look at this house, man. It's like way up here, dude. It's like cuckoo ca-choo. So, like, what's this even about, man? Because I'm looking, and I'm seeing people that are looking like I'm about to join the fucking Men in Black, dude. Like, shoot some fucking aliens and wipe people's fucking minds. This could be righteous.
This is a bodyguard position to protect my life. So how would you save me if someone was trying to kill me?
Alright, so let me tell you what's gonna happen, man. Like, Spider-Man's gonna come down from the shit, like, upside down, dude. And then Dr. Octoose and the Green Goober are gonna be going at it. And I'm gonna be in the Batmobile, hotboxing that motherfucker, dude! And then Batman's gonna be like, where's my car, dude? And Robin's gonna be like, where's your car, dude? And then Batman's gonna be like, it was just right here, dude. And then Robin's gonna be like, you got a tattoo. And Batman's gonna be like, what'd it say? And Robin's gonna be like, where's your car, dude? But to be honest with you, man, I don't really like violence. I prefer to, like, roll a fatty and then just, like, talk to the dude, right? Like about the stars and stuff. Like the Little Dipper and the Big Dipper. And you know what's fucked up, man? You know what's really screwed up? Is when some people are the Big Dipper and some people are the Little Dipper. Dude, sometimes I feel like I'm the Little Dipper, dude. And that's just not fucking cool, dude. Like sometimes I just want to be the Big Dipper, right?
Are you done? We drug test. I'm sorry.
Fuck, man. I thought I totally had it. I thought I was going to be part of the Men in Black.
No, no Men in Black here. Chives, please tell me that all these other candidates were just jokes and you actually have a real, legit candidate lined up.
Well, there is one more candidate, sir. His name is Craig, and he called himself the Devil.
Oh, the Devil. That sounds scary. That sounds like he's a killer. So, where is he?
Well, he was supposed to be here by now.
Wait, is I the Devil?
Please tell me he's going to hell.
Yep, first class ticket.
Well, at least it's first class and I don't have to sit with the poor that's going to hell. So how would you protect me if someone was trying to kill me?
I would just let them kill you because how evil. I'm supposed to be a bodyguard, but I'm going to let you die.
Well, obviously you're not getting the job, you fucking dickhead. Get out of here. Chives, I need some fresh air. Drive me around in my Lamborghini.
Very well, sir.
Hey, Donnie, peep the fit.
That's a hot dog costume, Jeffy.
Wiener time.
What?
Wiener time!
Oh, that's right, Marvin, I forgot. It's Wiener Friday. We have to eat hot dogs.
Wiener Friday? Wouldn't it make more sense if it was Wiener Wednesday?
Well, it used to be, Marvin, but now it's Wonton Soup Wednesday.
Okay, well, let's wait for next Wednesday to be Wiener Wednesday.
Nope, that's Wheat Bread Wednesday.
What? Wheat Bread Wednesday.
Wiener time!
Jeffy, we don't have any hot dogs.
Hot dog time!
Oh, Marvin, you could go to the gas station and get hot dogs that they have on those roller things.
Those are disgusting.
Jeffy will eat them.
Hot dog time? Wiener time.
I'm not going
hot
to the gas station.
Hot dog time? Wiener time.
That's a long drive. I'm not
hot
going.
Hot dog time?
I'm not doing
wiener
it.
Wiener time. Hot dog time? Wiener time.
No, I'm not getting
it. Hot dog time? Wiener
okay,
time.
Okay, fine. I'll get you a goddamn hot dog.
Hot dog time.
Charles, where did you take me? What is this poor place?
This is the gas station, sir. The car needs gas to move.
Well, why don't I just put money in it?
Well, that's what the gas is, sir.
Well, hurry up!
Very well, sir.
No, oh, come on, damn thing! What's going on, Charles?
It says, please see cashier.
Well, go in there and see him.
I can't. You have to be the one to go in there. It's your card.
Oh, fine. But if I go in there and catch some poor disease, I'm going to be pissed.
Hello, thank you for coming to the gas station. What can I do for you?
Smells so poor in here. Wait, what are these things?
Scratch-offs, you can win money.
Money, you say?
Excuse me, where are the hot dogs?
Marvin, what are you doing at the gas station? You don't have money for things.
Well, I was just going to buy some hot dogs.
Hot dogs? So you have money for hot dogs, but you don't have money to pay your house payment.
Well, my family, they're just kind of hungry.
Well, my bank account's hungry for your house payment. But show me these hot dogs.
Okay, here's the hot dog.
Ew, poor! Marvin, these hot dogs are just rolling around on a table?
Yeah, you grab one and eat it.
This is like some sort of hot dog petting zoo. You can come up and just pet them. You can even feed them ketchup and mustard if you want to.
But listen, I just need to grab a few. I gotta eat them.
You're going to eat this, Marvin? How do you know a homeless man didn't come in here and rub his dick all over him?
I don't know that.
So you're willing to take that gamble? Marvin, how do you know? There's no cameras in here or anything to see if a homeless man put his dick on it.
Listen, it's wiener time.
Wiener time? That is not a thing, Marvin.
I just need to grab a few because for Jeffy and my wife.
Wiener time. You know what, Marvin? Let's go talk to the guy and see how much these hot dogs are. Come on.
I think they're like a dollar.
Hey, 9-11, how much are the hot dogs rolling around on the table over there?
$3?
Marvin, if you pull out $3 right now, you don't owe a house payment.
I was going to use my credit card.
That's still my money, so no! Sorry, sir. We're not buying anything. Marvin here gets a banana.
Congratulations.
And your family will thank me because at least they won't have to eat something that had a dick all over it. And if someone put the dick on the banana, at least they can pull the peel back.
Freeze! Give me all the money in the register!
Ah!
Oh, you look like you have money. Give me your money now or you die!
Wait, what does that smell?
Is that banana? I am allergic to banana! Blah.
Marvin! You saved my life!
I didn't do anything.
Marvin, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna hire you to be my bodyguard. So all you gotta do is just follow me around for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Well, I gotta get home. But
no! You're coming with me. Your first mission is to watch me while I sleep. Come on.
I'm not gonna steal that.
Marvin's goddamn banana. All right, Marvin, you stand right there and you watch me sleep. And if anyone tries to break into that window, you kill them.
I don't have a weapon.
Well, you karate chop that motherfucker, Marvin.
Okay.
All right. Chives, where's my milk?
Right here, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chives. I didn't know my arms were 30 fucking feet long. I didn't know my arms were 29 fucking feet long. Good boy. What? Chives, did you shave your pubes and put it in my milk?
Yes.
You drink it. That's going to be your dinner.
Oh, sorry, my phone's ringing.
Marvin, part of the job is no phone. You better not answer that phone.
Hello?
Marvin, you were supposed to let it go to voicemail.
Marvin, where are you? The gas station isn't that far away.
I got a job.
At the gas station?
No, Goodman was at the gas station and he was hiring a bodyguard, so I have to watch him all night.
That's weird, Marvin.
Wiener time!
Jeffy keeps saying wiener time.
Wiener time!
Right, baby, wiener time's got to be later.
Marvin, don't you talk dirty to your wife! That's gross!
Baby, I gotta go. Bye.
Wiener time, Marvin? That's crazy if that's how she asked for it.
But
wiener time. All this wiener time talk's making me want wiener time. Quinceañera! Wiener time!
Right now, Mr. Goodman?
Yes, you get under here.
Okay.
Marvin, you watch the whole time. What? You gotta make sure she doesn't kill me.
What? I don't wanna watch this, please.
Look into my eyes, Marvin.
No!
Marvin, did you fall asleep?
No, I didn't.
Liar! I sleep with my eyes open. I saw the whole thing.
Listen, can I go home? I've been up all night.
No, Marvin, it's a 24-hour job. What? Well, you have to take me to the bank.
But the bank for what?
I count my money every morning, so you have to take me to the bank. You're my bodyguard.
Oh, okay.
All right, come on.
I'm so tired.
All right, Marvin, you watch my back while I count my money.
Good morning, Mr. Goodman. How are you today?
Rich, as always. Last night I gave my maid an Alabama Hot Pocket, my buddy Marvin here, watched, didn't you, Marvin?
It was disgusting.
Marvin, don't be rude! Turn around and say hi!
Hi.
Time to die, Goodman.
Marvin, I told you to watch my back!
I turned my back for literally 1 second.
I've been waiting a long time for this.
Oh, well, let me just grab my... Marvin! Hurry up and shoot him! Shoot him! Simon says shoot him! Why are you not shooting him?
Move out of the way!
Marvin, you're fired!
All right, time to die. Oh. Wait, it's Jim!
Oh, come on! Marvin, hurry up! It's Jim! Karate chop him!
Ouch! Oh my god, my nose hurts!
Oh,
now it's fixed.
Oh, hold on. Before you kill me, how much are they paying you to kill me?
$10,000.
$10,000? I'll pay you $20,000 not to kill me. I'll pay you $30,000 to tell me who hired you.
Deal. It was the gardener.
The gardener? The gardener doesn't have $10,000. Maybe he has 10,000 pesos.
Well, yeah, that's what he was going to pay me.
Okay, look, I'll tell you what. I'll pay you 50,000 pesos not to kill me, and you go kill the gardener.
Deal.
Oh. Sorry, Marvin, but you're fired.
Okay.
So, you ever heard of Wienerbaum?
What do you want to do today?
Cody, that's my line.
Yeah, dude, shut up and know your role.
Sorry, I just wanted to say it this time.
No, shut up.
Okay.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
Oh, dude, let's play Tyrone versus the cops.
What kind of game is that?
Oh, bro, it's this sick game where you play as this guy named Tyrone, and you have to versus the cops. Hey, yeah, give me back my rights.
Well, let's play it. Can I download it for PlayStation 5?
No, dude, it's on PC.
Well, I don't have a PC. I'm not sweaty enough. Cody, do you have a PC?
Yeah, I have one at home, but my mom limits my screen time, and there are parental controls on it, so I can't go on any websites that start with a P or an X. So I have to search Big Wee Wee on Google Images, and sometimes I find a good one.
Oh, well, if we don't have a computer, how else can we play?
You can play it on a Steam Deck, dude.
We don't have a boat, Joseph.
It's not a boat, dude. Look at the commercials right there.
Oh, that's convenient.
Hey there, I'm TikTok superstar Shane Bastion. Now I bet you're at home playing your Atari or on your computer and you can't leave the house, but not me. I can game on the go because I've got a Steam Deck. I'm playing Tyrone versus the cops and I can play it anywhere. What other console can you play on the go? Other than that one console I can't legally say the name of. But get yourself a Steam Deck. Only 650 smackaroons.
Whoa, I want that.
Oh, no, Junior, stop eating my hair. Joseph, get him off.
Dude, you know he does that when he wants something.
I know, but we can't afford it. Pinch his ear, it's the only way.
Come on, Junior.
Okay, damn. I want that.
But Junior, that's 650 smackaroons. That's way too many smackaroons. Where are we gonna get that many smackaroons?
I don't have any smackaroons. Do you have any, Joseph?
I'm broke as a joke, bro.
Well, Cody, do you have any smackaroons we can borrow?
Let me see. I only have 140 smackaroons.
Whoa, Cody, where'd you get so many smackaroons?
Well, I work at my aunt's bakery selling macaroons for smackaroons. She gives me 5 smackaroons for every dozen macaroons.
Oh, well, we only need 500 more smackaroons.
Oh, that was close. You were 10 off. But still, Junior, where are we gonna get all those smackaroons?
Oh, I got an idea. We could have a yard sale today.
It's nighttime.
Yeah, we could have a nighttime yard sale. No one's ever heard of it, and that's why we'll make so much money. So look, go to your house and grab all the stuff you're willing to sell.
Okay.
Alright, Joseph, you go to your house too.
I live in a dumpster.
Go to your dumpster and grab stuff you want to sell.
Okay, dude.
Alright, yeah, we're gonna have wait, you left Ken!
Sorry.
I was about to sell him.
Okay, Junior, I'm back with my stuff.
Yeah, me too, dude.
Ooh, show me what you have!
Wait, Junior, where's your stuff?
Oh, I looked at my toys and I decided I don't want to get rid of any of my stuff.
Oh, so you want us to get rid of our stuff?
Yeah, what do you have?
Well, I have this copy of Over the Hedge on DVD, Holographic Collector's Edition, fuck with your boy, and I got this Sticky Hulk. He's not very sticky anymore, but give me 20 minutes, I'll make him sticky. And I got this jumbo sticky hand from Dave and Buster's, still in the packaging. I could get at least 100 tickets for that bad boy. And check it out, I have this original classic Kodak camera. It even still has 2 pictures left on it. Okay, well, maybe it's more like one picture now. Well, might as well take a selfie with it while I have it. Okay, guys, say cheese.
Cheese.
Cheese. Oh, shit, I think I blinked. Well, I guess we'll find out in 1 to 2 business days.
Dude, let me show you what I got. I got this sick Naruto book. Man, Sasuke went nuts in this shit. Oh, and a whole bunch of football cards. But my favorite one is this autographed Deshaun Watson card. It came with a free massage, but I never cashed in on it.
It doesn't look autographed.
Oh, it's sticky. That's how he signs it.
Oh.
Yeah, my grandma gave me this crucifix, too. But my life's so shitty, dude. There can't be a God. There's no way.
What, Joseph? Why would you throw that?
Dude, I don't need it. My life sucks.
But what if you get cursed or some shit?
It's not real. It's not gonna happen, dude.
What? There's someone at the door. Maybe it's pizza.
Why would you think it's pizza?
Well, why else would the door ring at night? Come on, Cody. It might be a lot of pizzas.
Okay.
Hello?
Ah! Junior, why are there nuns at your door?
I don't know. What do you guys want?
They're not guys, Junior. They're women.
Really? Those are some ugly girls. What do you ladies want?
Oh, I think they're mad that we threw the cross.
We didn't throw the cross. That was Joseph.
Junior thinks he wants you to take it.
Oh, no, we don't want it. You can have it.
Junior, take the cross. Just take the cross.
Oh, yeah, I actually did want it. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Dude, was there pizza at the door?
No, there was none.
Junior, that's so fucking funny. That's a hoot. That's a hoot and a half. Oh, my God, Judy, the real knee slapper. That was a regular goof-a-palooza. I'm going to write that one down.
I don't get what's funny, dude.
Oh, you asked if there was pizza at the door, and there was none. But because there was no pizza, but there were nuns at the door.
Why were the nuns at the door?
Oh, they wanted to bring back your Jesus.
What? I told you I don't need that stupid thing. Ugh!
Why would you do that?
Because I don't need it.
Not you, Joseph. I was talking to Logan. Why would you reuse the footage of the cross going out the window, you lazy sack of shit? Just throw it again. What, do you think I wouldn't notice? And you, Joseph, why did you throw the cross again?
Because I don't want it, dude.
But, Joseph, those nuns at the door, one of them has a shotgun. They might kill us.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, they were really mad.
But they're not going to come back, right?
Oh, that must be pizza.
No, Junior, it's the nuns again.
Well, let me check my doorbell camera. Can you grab my phone?
Yeah, sure.
Let me see. Uh-oh, Cody, it's them again!
I told you, Junior!
Do we go answer it?
No, of course not! That other one has a gun!
Yeah, we probably shouldn't answer it. Let's just ignore it. Well, guys, we're just gonna ignore them. No one answer the door.
Good idea, Junior.
Oh, wait, why don't we call the cops?
Even better idea.
Can I use your phone so we can keep looking at the cameras?
Yeah, hold on, let me get it. Okay, Junior, it's already ringing. 911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, we have a problem.
Well, yeah, you called 911, so I assumed you did.
So there's two nuns at my front door.
Nuns?
Yeah, like the old ladies.
Uh-huh.
And one has a shotgun.
Oh, yeah, I could see how that would be a problem. Okay, well, obviously don't answer the door.
Yeah, we answered it earlier.
I wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, so can you come here?
Okay, yeah, I'm on my way, but what are they doing right now?
Cody, what are they doing?
Hold on, let me see. Oh, no, Junior. They're doing emotes. And what's that? Oh, no. That one's hitting the gritty hard as fuck.
Oh, my God. They're doing Fortnite emotes.
Oh, no. Those are very dangerous nuns. Just stay inside and don't answer the door.
Okay, please come.
Okay.
What are they doing now, Cody?
Let me see. Oh, no, Junior. One of them's doing the Macarena, and the other one's riding her gun like a pony. Oh, no.
What do we do?
There's nothing we can do, Junior. We just have to wait for the cops.
Or Joseph can take his Jesus statue back, because that's all they want.
I don't want it, dude.
It could save our lives, Joseph. Oh, no. Junior, look. Now she's mining for materials. She's about to crack 90s, Junior. And look, she has the Pipsqueak axe, and she has the rocket backpack. I don't even have that one yet.
Oh, no. If she gets 999 of all materials, she can build up to my window and kill us that way.
Oh, no. Junior, look, that one's eating popcorn, and the other one's trying to solve a Rubik's Cube and clearly doesn't know what the hell she's doing.
Oh, where's the cops? Please, cops, hurry up!
Oh, no, Junior, look, they're playing patty cake.
Freeze, you nuns!
Oh, good, the cops are here.
Put your hands up. Yeah, now drop that gun. Yeah, that one. Yeah, you drop it.
Oh, no. Oh, no, don't shoot him. Don't shoot him. Oh, she shot him, and the other one has the cop's gun now. Oh, God, no, she's teabagging the cop.
The cop's dead? Now no one's gonna help us. Joseph, just grab that cross.
Nope.
For God's sake, Joseph, go get your cross.
Yeah.
Come on, Joseph, grab it.
Yeah.
You're acting like a child, Joseph.
Nope, 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 nope.
Joseph, grab it right now.
No!
We're gonna die.
So?
So? What do you mean, so?
Well, hold on. Maybe the cop's not dead.
He got shot in the face with a shotgun, Junior.
Well, maybe they missed, and he's just faking his death. Let's see.
Wait, Junior, I only see one nun. Where's the other one? Oh, dear God, Junior. Yeah, I think he's dead.
Well, I was hoping he was still alive.
Well, now you got your answer.
Oh, well, look, there's nothing to worry about. They're outside. We're in here. As long as we have this camera view of them, we can just keep watching them.
Wait, oh, no, Junior, what are they doing now? Oh, they're loading their guns. What? Oh, no, Junior. They shot the camera. We lost our feed.
Well, as long as they stay outside, we're good.
Oh, no, Junior. They broke into the front door.
Run and hide. Wait. Maybe we should actually go run and hide instead of running in circles.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Run, kitty, kitty, run.
Okay, guys, we're going to hide in my closet.
Good idea, dude.
Shouldn't we close the doors?
No, Cody, we might run out of oxygen.
Duh.
The doors aren't airtight.
Look, I'm claustrophobic, Cody. I don't want to close the doors. Look, we got to think of a plan. How about we fight back like the people did on United 93?
They all died.
But they still fought back and died with honor.
Yeah, they died fighting, dude.
Yeah, would you rather get shot or at least grab the gun before you get shot?
It doesn't seem like it makes much difference.
We're going to fight back. How about you guys distract the nuns and I go outside and grab the cop's reboot card?
Junior, this is real life. People don't drop reboot cards.
Well, maybe he did. So look, you guys distract the nuns. I'm going to go outside and grab the card.
I feel like you're just trying to leave us here.
No, I wouldn't leave my two best buds to get killed and me get away safely. Ooh, guys, what is that? Is that a Nerf gun?
Yeah.
Grab it and give it to Joseph.
But it's a Nerf gun. They have real guns.
But, dude, I got a nice shot.
Yeah, he can shoot back. And, oh, wait, Cody, is that your violin case?
What? Yeah, how the hell did that get here?
I grabbed it and hit it because you suck at playing the violin.
I'm good at playing the violin.
Oh, so look, you pull out the violin and you play your horrible music. Their ears are going to bleed. And then, Joseph, you shoot them and I run outside and grab the reboot card, okay?
I mean, why don't we just stay in here, dude? They'll never find us.
I think they found us.
Stop.
Oh, they're looking for us. Oh, I hope they don't find us. Oh, I really hope. Oh, we really should have closed the closet doors.
Yeah, we should have done that, yeah.
Oh, everyone be quiet. Everyone don't move. If you don't move, they can't see you.
Junior, they're nuns, not T-Rexes.
They're leaving. What?
Oh. Guys, I can't believe that actually worked.
It worked.
Oh, yeah, I was loud. Was I being loud? Yeah, I was loud. How loud was I being? Just a little bit. Just like it was close. Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. It's my bad. You guys can shoot me first if that makes it better.
Oh, don't do that. Okay, guys. Before you shoot Cody, he knows how to play the violin.
Yeah, he's good.
And you know how the people in the Titanic, they played a song while they died? Yeah, so Cody would like to play a goodbye song on his violin.
Okay.
Yeah, can you do that?
Okay.
Oh, get the violin.
Cody, hurry up.
Yeah, get the violin.
Okay, I got the violin. Oh, you guys are pulling up chairs. Oh, and you got popcorn. That's, yeah. Oh, man. Now that you guys are here, I'm getting kind of nervous.
Cody, you better play your ass off.
Yeah, knock your socks off, dude.
Okay, I'm going to play him by heart. We'll go on by Celine Dion from Titanic. Oh, you like that. Okay, good. Here we go.
It's working! They're paralyzed! Come on, Joseph, let's run!
Run!
He stopped us. Yeah, he stopped us. She's good. Yeah, she wouldn't let us leave.
Nope. Okay, well, I don't blame him for that.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay.
They're mad.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's been nice knowing you.
Okay, whatever you want us to do, we'll do it. Just please, just let us live.
I told you I don't want that! You know what? This is my favorite thing ever. I'm a cherish this forever.
What? That's it?
You guys killed a cop just for that?
They just really want you to have that, Joseph.
Jesus, that was crazy. What the hell?
Don't even let go of that. Just keep it in your hands at all times.
I will.
So, Joseph, you said your grandma gave that to you?
Yeah, dude, but I didn't think she was going to be on my ass about it. My phone's ringing. God, it's her. Hello?
Joseph, what the shit? Why are my sisters from church, Gloria Risa and Betty Mae, telling me that you threw that cross I gave you out the damn window?
Because I don't need it, Grandma.
Bullshit! You saw they were packing heat.
Yeah, I saw that. Look, I will never throw it out of the window again. I'm sorry.
Good, you better not. Now give Grandma some sugar. I love you.
I love you too, Grandma.
Well, Joseph, you better hang that up so no demons come after us.
Or nuns.
Yeah, we don't want to get none down.
Oh, man, Marvin, it's nice just having a boys' day, you know? Sitting back, watching TV, drinking some brewskis.
It is nice.
Okay, I'm pissed. I'm going home.
Wait, what happened?
I got hit in the head with this football.
That's a soccer ball.
Oh, Marvin. Most of the world calls this a football.
Hey, Danny, have you seen my checkerboard ball?
It's not called a checkerboard ball, Jeffy. It's called a soccer ball.
All right, well, then king me, Daddy.
But you can't play checkers on it, Jeffy. It's a soccer ball.
What are you supposed to do with it?
You're supposed to kick it.
Oh, like this?
I mean, yeah, but you could also hit it with your head.
Okay.
What? No, you're supposed to hit it in the air.
Okay, like this?
Whoa, Marvin, did you see that? That was incredible. Your son could be a football player.
Really? the news!
Breaking news, UK! World-famous soccer player Lionel Messi has turned down a $1.6 billion deal from the Saudi Arabian football team to play for the Miami soccer team. They should have offered it to me. I would have played soccer in Saudi Arabia for $1.6 billion.
He turned down $1.6 billion just to kick a ball around?
Yeah, Marvin, football is the biggest sport in the world.
It is?
Yeah, 3.2 billion people watch it. I guess they were offering him like 50 cents per viewer.
I wish someone would offer me $1 billion to kick a stupid soccer ball.
I just got an idea. You know how your son just hit that ball? That was sick. I bet if we called up the Saudi Arabians and told them that your son was the next big football player, they'd give him $1 billion contract.
He's never played soccer in his life.
Well, maybe if you stop calling it soccer, they'll believe us. And look, if they do take it and give him $1 billion contract, we can split the money because I came up with this idea.
If they give him $1 billion contract, I'll split the money with you.
Okay, I'm gonna go call the Saudi Arabians. Hey, Marvin, I got Prince Abu Dhabi, the owner of the Saudi Arabian football team.
Prince Abu Dhabi, heard that you have the next biggest football player.
Oh, we do. He's right there.
Yeah, here's Jeffy.
Oh, sorry, I had a remote in my ass. Jeffy, nice to meet you.
He does not look like a football player.
Oh, he is. Marvin, give him a football. Let's show him what he can do.
I don't know where the soccer ball is.
What did you just call it?
He said football. Marvin, cut the shit. Show him what you can do, Jeffy.
Oh, I like that shit.
Yeah, you like that shit. So can we have $1 billion, please?
Well, not quite, but I'll tell you what. My football team is playing against the French Bulldogs tomorrow. So if your Jeffy goes on my team and we win, I'll give him a $1 billion contract.
But the French Bulldogs have never lost.
Exactly.
Well, we're going to play him and we're going to win because I'm going to coach him.
What do you know about football?
I've seen the movie Kicking and Screaming starring Will Ferrell and Mike Ditka.
Oh, you got this shit. Okay, I will see you tomorrow.
Yeah, all right, Marvin, we just made $1 billion.
No, we didn't. Jeffy has to apparently somehow beat the best team in soccer.
Well, we can do that.
Well, no, you can't. You're a coach of soccer and you don't even have legs.
Marvin, I've always wanted to be a soccer player. Do you know how hard it is to not have legs? I can't even ride horses. I just fall off the back.
We're gonna lose. We're not gonna get $1 billion.
Well, it's worth a try. Come on, Jeffy. Okay, Jeffy, this is the soccer field. This is where they said the game was gonna be.
Hey, Jeffy, how's it going? You see your team over there?
God, Jeffy, they're amazing. It's not going to be hard at all to win.
Oh, no, that's not your team over there. That's the French Bulldogs. Your team is over there.
Pass it. I said pass it.
You distracted me.
Oh, dear God, they suck so bad.
Oh, yeah, they suck camel wiener. Anyway, good luck.
Well, come on, Jeffy. Let's go meet your team.
Okay, listen. This is how you kick the ball into the goal.
You missed.
I'm doing my best, okay?
Hey, everybody.
Oh, are you the guy we called about forfeiting?
No, I'm actually the coach, and this is your new teammate, Jeffy.
Is he good?
Well, I've only ever seen him hit a ball with his head.
He can do that?
That means he's good.
Yeah,
so how long do we have to practice?
Game starts now.
Yeah. Oh.
Hello and welcome to the professional football exhibition game between the French Bulldogs and the Saudi Arabian Camels. The match will start now. Both teams take center field.
Okay, I'm going to give you guys a quick pep talk to make sure we win.
Oh, no, we're not going to beat them. The French Bulldogs are undefeated.
Well, let's pretend they're not.
But they are.
Okay, well, let's pretend they're not. See, Jeffy here is going to get $1 billion contract if we win. So, if we win, I'm going to give you guys like $20 million each. That seem fair?
That's nothing. I make $150 million per game.
And I make $110 million a season.
Why?
Because Saudi Arabia has money.
Yeah, it seems like it.
But he's going to get $1 billion? I'm not going to try as hard now, because I want $1 billion.
You know, I just got my nails done, so
Wait, you can't use your hands in football.
Dude, she's the goalie.
Oh, well, okay. Well, Jeffy, just play like you're going to win $1 billion.
Okay.
Okay, it's time for the coin toss. France, since you're the away team, heads or tails?
Heads. I said it was heads.
Okay, France goes first.
Hey, man, listen, I already know you guys are going to win, so good game.
Get the hell bedans le hole.
Jelly donut to you, too.
Coach, where do I go?
Just go out into the field and try to steal the ball from them.
Oh, you silly Americans, you can't beat the French.
Yeah, I get it, you're very good.
No, oui, oui.
Yeah, I know, I don't have any pants on. Hey, listen, how much money do you make?
$1 billion! I so me life away.
Jesus, I can't bribe you either. How much money does this goddamn sport make?
A lot. Coach, can you get off the field?
Yeah, sorry. Oh, man, I hope Jeffy wins.
Hello, you silly American. Again, are you the coach of the Saudi Arabian team?
Yeah, I am.
Well, you are going to lose badly.
I'm sorry, who are you?
I am the coach of the French team, Jacques-Pierre Francois.
Why are you wearing a raincoat, Jacques?
Because it's going to rain. From all the tears, you are going to be crying.
Yeah, well, smoking's bad for you.
First team to score 3 goals wins. Let the match begin.
Stop it! Oui, oui, that is what I am talking about! Suck on these French nuts!
Come on, goal, you didn't even try! Haha, your players ran into each other like a cartoon!
Get up, you idiots! What are you doing?
Pathetic. It's for the national heroes, Pepe! Pepe!
You, Pepe!
That is another goal! That makes it 2-0! One more goal and we win!
Okay, timeout. Huddle up, everybody! Ugh, guys, what the hell is going on out there?
Coach, I don't want to be goalie anymore.
I know, clearly you keep running away from the ball!
And I hate running around.
Oh, okay, then Beard Guy, you be the new goalie, and you, Girl, and Jeffy, you run around and try to score points.
Okay.
Yes. Oh. I got it!
Oh my god, the goalie's knocked out!
Get up, you idiot!
Hit it in, woman!
Okay. Oh, I did it!
Yeah! 2-1! Wee-wee this!
Pass it, pass it! Oh, I can't believe I missed it!
You are a disgrace to France!
You're a disgrace to France!
You're a disgrace to France! You're a disgrace to France!
We scored again! The game is tied!
What are you doing, you blabbering idiot? Stop fighting! They just scored again and the game is tied!
I'm sorry. I am sorry, too.
You take me to get hamburger.
I take you to get hamburger.
Oh,
we get hamburger to get...
What? Pass it! Oh, you imbecile! What are you doing?
You missed last time, you snail-eating bastard!
What did you call me?
Snail-eating bastard!
Ah! I will throw you off my Alpha Tower!
You are a disgrace to France!
Goalie, get up!
Oh!
Jeffy, here!
No!
We won!
We lost! Screw you! I'm selling the team!
Guys, we did it!
Yay, we won!
Jeffy, you did it!
No, we did it!
Yeah!
Oh! Coach, we did it!
Yeah, I believed in you guys the whole time!
No, you didn't.
Yeah, you're right.
Was my dad coaching the other team?
Yes, he was. But look, we just won $1 billion!
What about our 20 million?
Oh, well, you guys said you didn't need it, and to be honest, you don't. So come on, Jeffy!
Oh, hell yes! I like that shit!
Yeah, Marvin, you hear that? We're gonna be billionaires!
Wait, you actually won?
Yeah, Danny, I hit the game-winning goal in with my head. So you know what that means. Celebratory remote in the ass.
I don't care what you put in your ass. You're about to sign a $1 billion contract!
Woohoo!
Wait, yeah. Hell yeah! Jeffy, just gonna be a billionaire all for playing soccer?
What did you just say?
I said... soccer?
Oh, hell no! What the shit? What the hell?
Marvin.
What?
Marvin, why did you have to say soccer?
Well, that's just what I call it. Way to go!
He left because you said soccer.
Well, we're still gonna get the $1 billion, right?
No, we just lost $1 billion because you said the word soccer.
No, 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 the deal was if Jeffy won the game, we would get a $1 billion contract.
It doesn't matter, Marvin. Everybody knows if you say the word soccer or you're associated with someone who says the word soccer, you don't know how to play the game.
Well, clearly Jeffy knows how to play. He won the game.
No, you said soccer. He knows we're frauds.
So now what?
Now I'm gonna go home because this was a waste of time.
I guess I'm just gonna watch TV. Jeffy, do you know where the remote is?
Oh, yeah. We're here, Daddy. What's that?
Why am I so sick?
Jeffy!
Oh, what, boss? Jeffy, why are you laying on the couch? You're supposed to be working. Wait, is that toilet paper? Are you pooping on the couch again? No, I'm not pooping on the couch. I'm sick. I needed the toilet paper to wipe my nose because we ran out of tissue. Ran out of tissue? Oh, yeah, I forgot you people think your butt is your nose. Wait, are you wiping your dirty butt on my couch? No, I'm not wiping my butt on your couch. Look, I don't care. I want you to make me a pizza and make it right now. Look, and wash your dirty butt hands. Oh, I can't make a pizza. I'm sick. Oh, boss, the pizza's ready. Oh, the pizza's ready? Ew, what are these green things on my pizza? They better not be boogers, Chef Pee-Pee. Well, the shit ain't sprinkles, I'll tell you that. Ew, how did you get boogers on my pizza? Well, I told you I was sick, boss. Well, we can't have that. I'm gonna call the doctor because I can't have you sneezing on my food. Come on, sit right here and don't say a word. I don't want to hear a peep out of you.
Hey, you call a doctor?
Yes, I did. Chef Booger Nose here.
Ouch.
Yeah, he's sneezing on my pizza. I have a pizza in there and it's covered in boogers.
I wouldn't eat a booger pizza.
I know, right? I shouldn't have to eat a booger pizza. He's my chef. He shouldn't sneeze on my food. So I need you to heal him so he can make some food for me right now.
I mean, I can give him some medicine, but it's going to take like 3 or 4 days before he actually feels better.
That's not good enough!
You are a very unreasonable man.
Look, I know you guys have the cure for cancer and you don't want to give it to the public because you know that you're making a buttload of money off the treatment. Who told you that? Oh, I have Google. Damn. Yeah, so go ahead and give him a magical pill that I know you doctors have so he can get better and make me some food.
Okay, look, you got me, all right? I do have this magical pill right here that'll make him feel better in about an hour or so. But I gotta warn you, this pill has some pretty crazy side effects. I'm talking stuff that you can't even imagine. Things that you've never seen before. One guy who took this pill grew a tail. A rattlesnake tail. So now, whenever he goes to buffets, he rattles. And people in the buffet are looking at the floor for rattlesnakes. But no, it's the guy in front of him with the tail. And then another person who took this pill, his lungs exploded. He just took one breath of air after taking this pill, and his lungs popped like balloons. And then somebody else who took this pill scratched his own eyes out because he thought his eyes were scratch and sniff stickers. Update, they were not scratch and sniff stickers. They were his eyeballs. So is he taking the pill?
I'm not taking that pill, boss. Oh, yes, you is. Now shut the hell up before I snap your neck like a twig.
Great. So how are we getting him to take the pill? Like roll it up into a piece of cheese? Maybe some bologna? I mean, that's what I do with my kids every morning. You know, the school calls and they say that my kids are drooling on the desk. I say, good. Praise me. I'm like a god. I can change what people do with stuff like this. One pill, you're out. Two pills, you're done. You want to be a llama? I can turn you into a llama. I'm Yzma over here. Pull the lever, crunk. Wrong lever. That's me. All right, open up his mouth so I can put the pill in there.
All right, open up your mouth, Chef Pee-Pee. Open up your mouth, Chef Pee-Pee.
Kobe.
Ooh, nice shot. Now swallow. Swallow!
Yeah, I had the same problem with my ex-wife. All right, if you guys need anything, call me.
Okay, Doc, thanks. Did you swallow? You better swallow. Oh, man, I feel better already. That pill must have actually worked. Oh, I'm glad to hear it, Chef Pee-Pee. Now make me another pizza. And don't put boogers in it this time. I'm not gonna put boogers in it, boss. God. All right, now I gotta make another pizza. Oh, gosh. Oh, I really got to pee. Oh, man, I really have to pee. Oh, let me get my pee-pee out. All right, let's get to business. Ooh. Oh, man. Now one shake, two shakes, three shakes. Oh, no, just playing with myself. Let me stop. All right. Now let me flush the toilet. Okay, oh, my God. Is that peas? Did I just pee peas?
Hey, you called? You said it was an emergency.
Yes, it was an emergency. Look.
Man, you must really hate peas. You could have just thrown them in the trash. It's a waste of peas.
No, I don't hate peas! Look, I just peed peas!
Wait, you peed these peas?
Yes, I peed those peas!
You peed those peas?
Yes, I peed those peas!
Okay, so let me get this straight. Chef Pee-Pee pees peas?
Yes, I peed peas!
That's hilarious.
It's not hilarious, it actually hurts!
Well, come on, you could end world hunger.
I don't care about world hunger. Look, I need you to fix this.
That's kind of selfish, but look, this is probably just a side effect from the medicine I gave you early. It's not a problem.
Oh, well, can you fix it, please?
Yeah, it's an easy fix. I'll just give you a new medicine that'll reverse it. But first, I gotta take a urine sample, so just hold on.
A urine sample?
I gotta get my spoon here. Just like Mama used to make.
What the hell?
Okay, I got you another purple pill, and I found this one under the seat of my car, and I'm pretty sure that it's gonna get you to stop peeing peas.
You promise, doctor?
Yeah.
Was that a yes or a no?
Yeah, huh?
Okay.
Just take the pill.
Well, hand it to me.
You have to eat it out of my hand like a giraffe.
What?
Just do it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, there you go. There you go. Oh, good girl. All right, now go pee so we can see what happens.
Oh, okay. All right, let's try this one more time. Take my pee-pee out and then get down to business. Oh, man, that was good. All right, let me flush the toilet. What? What the hell? Did I just pee? Did I pee? Oh, no, 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 no,
Doctor, come look!
What happened? Did you pee-pee?
No, I didn't pee-pee. I pee-pees.
What, again?
No, not those bees. Look, just come and look.
Okay.
Look, I pee-pees!
Oh, you pee-pees. See, I thought you meant peas like the vegetable pea. But no, you mean these peas, like the letter P.
Yes, like the letter P. I pee these peas! Look, and I don't want to pee any peas unless it's pee coming out of my pee-pee!
Oh, well, I mean, of course you want to have pee coming out of your pee-pee, not peas, or peas. But I mean, if you had to pick between these peas or these peas, which peas would you pick? Because I'd pick these peas, not those peas. Because those peas could be D's if they swung around the wrong way. Yeah, and Chef Pee-Pee Pee's D's wouldn't be all that funny. Unless it was Chef Pee-Pee Pee's D's nuts, in which case it'd be kind of funny, but not as funny as Chef Pee-Pee Pee's peas. Or peas.
Shut the hell up! Look, are you going to help me or not? I need to get fixed!
It's fine. I can just give you a different medicine. It'll be okay. Just follow me.
Okay,
no more P&Ps or P&Ps. You're going to pee-pee after taking this pill.
Isn't that the same pill I've been taking?
Yes, but third time's the charm, because three is the magic number. Okay, open your mouth so I can give you this pill. All right, there you go. Now go pee.
Okay.
All right, let me try this again. Come on, God, please let me pee-pee and not pee-pees or peas. Oh, man, that was good. Wait, is that peas, pee-pees?
Doctor, come here right now.
Did you do it? Did the big boy go pee-pee in the potty?
Yes, big boy went pee-pee in the potty, but it's a whole lot of pee-pee going on in the toilet. Come here.
Okay.
Look.
Okay, this is just getting silly. Are those peas peeing peas? So Chef Pee-Pee pees peas peeing peas. And are those PNGs? No, they're JPEGs. Never mind.
Look, I shouldn't be peeing peas or even have peas peeing peas. Look, I just want to pee-pee out of my pee-pee.
Yeah, you should be peeing pee out of your pee-pee. You shouldn't be peeing peas, or peas peeing peas. Just pee. Or urine, so it doesn't get confusing.
Well, can you fix it?
Yeah, I got something for this. Come on.
Okay.
All right. No more screwing around. No more peeing vegetables. No more peeing lettuce. And no more peeing lettuce peeing vegetables. This pill is gonna make you pee. Urine. And there's nothing funny about urine.
I'm not gonna take that pill. It's the same pill I've been taking.
I know, but it's like the fourth one. So eventually, one of these pills is gonna reverse everything that's been happening to you.
You can't reverse something by doing the same thing that caused it.
Oh, yeah? What about a light switch, huh? You flip it to turn it on, and you flip it to turn it off. You do the same thing both times, all right? And what about a TV remote, huh? You push the power button to turn it on, and you push the same power button to turn it off. I bet you didn't think about that, dumbass. Now take your pill, stupid. There you go. All right, now go piss.
Okay.
All right, God, let's do this. Pull my pee-pee out. Now let's pee some pee. Oh, man.
What? Is that me? Peas?
So I looked him right in his face, and I said, take your pill, stupid. It was so cool.
Doctor, come look!
It reversed it, didn't it?
No, come here! Look!
Okay, now that is hilarious. All right, let me get this straight. Chef Pee-Pee pees pee-pee peeing peas peeing peas?
Yes.
Yeah, see, that's not what we want. We're just adding peas to a whole pee problem. See, first you were peeing peas, then you were peeing peas, then you were peeing peas peeing peas, and now you're peeing pee-pee peeing peas peeing peas. And that is definitely a PNG.
Well, can you just fix it?
Can you say please?
Please.
Thank you. Wait, hold on, I have to sneeze. Achoo! Now I smell cheese. All right. Do you feel a breeze?
Oh, can you just fix it, damn it!
All right, fine. Come on.
God! All right, doctor, how are we finally gonna fix this? I'm not taking another one of those pills!
Come on, man.
No, not at all!
Please?
Look, I already took like 5 of them.
Okay, right. You took 5 of them. So what's the worst that could happen? I mean, look, there's only 2 things that could happen. Either you take this pill and you pee-pee, or you take this pill and you pee another hilarious sentence. Let's pray to God it's the second one.
Look, I'm gonna take the stupid pill, but if it doesn't work, I swear to God I'm gonna sue your ass.
Get in line. There you go. All right. Let's try it.
Listen, God. If I don't pee-pee, I'm going to kill myself. All right, let's go.
Chef Pee 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 Pee?
Yes, I Pee Pee!
You Pee Pee!
I Pee Pee!
Yes, Pee! Pee Pee Pee!
Yes,
I Pee!
Right
here!
Pee Pee!
Christmas caroling?
No, and I ripped my sweater. It was too small.
That's okay, Marvin. I ripped the sleeves off mine.
Where'd you get these cheap sweaters anyway?
From the thrift store, Marvin, because we don't have any money because you quit your mall Santa job.
Well, listen, we're not going to make any money doing Christmas carols.
You never know, Marvin. If we sing really well, then they might tip us.
No one's ever tipped a Christmas caroler, ever.
Come on, Marvin. Do you want to practice our song?
Sure.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, and I hate my fucking life.
Marvin!
What? Keep going.
Next verse. Now bring us some figgy pudding, now bring... Marvin, why aren't you singing figgy pudding?
I'm not gonna say figgy pudding, that's gay.
You just said it, now sing it.
What is figgy pudding?
It's a pudding made from figs.
I've never heard of it, and it sounds gross, and why can't we say, now bring us some chocolate pudding?
Well, if we don't sing the right words, they might not tip us.
They're not gonna tip us anyway, and chocolate pudding's actually good.
Marvin, sing the words.
Okay.
Now bring us some chocolate pudding, now bring us some chocolate pudding, now bring us some chocolate pudding, and bring it right here. Now.
We won't go until we get some.
Wait, what's this song even about? It's about only about pudding? I thought it was about wishing them a Merry Christmas.
It's about both.
It seems like it's only about demanding pudding from them.
Oh, Marvin, it's fun. Come on, now sing it again.
Hey, gang, why are you dressed like that?
Oh, me and Rose are going to go sing in people's front yards, and hopefully someone shoots us.
Marvin! Jeffy, do you want to go caroling with us?
No, I'm literally going to go do anything else.
Oh, can I go do that with him?
No, don't worry, Jeffy. We'll be back in a few hours.
Hours?
Marvin, let's go.
Hey, Jeffy, can you go hire that Luigi guy to shoot me in the back?
Hey, I thought we couldn't say that.
Seriously, baby, how many houses are we going to sing in front of?
Let's just do this whole neighborhood and that's it.
The whole neighborhood?
Hush. Blimey, it's almost Christmas and we don't have a Christmas tree.
Yeah, I know, Karen. We're saving money by not getting one this year.
Blimey, you gotta go get me a Christmas tree.
What's the point, Karen? It's so messy and it takes forever to set up and then you just stare at it for a few weeks all to just take it down again anyway. It's a waste of time, like wiping your ass. It's just going to get dirty again anyway, so what's the point?
But Boynie, I love decorating trees.
Okay, then go outside and decorate a tree. There's millions of them. Billions, probably.
No, Boynie, I want Christmas inside this year.
Look, Karen, they're probably sold out of trees anyway.
Boynie, go get me a Christmas tree. I'm putting my hand down. Look, the hand is down. You go get me a Christmas tree or no more smooches.
Oh, no. I guess I'll just have to go smoochless.
Boynie, if you don't get me a Christmas tree tonight, I'm inviting your mother over for the holidays.
Whoa, calm down, Karen. Damn,
I didn't know it was that serious. Oh, okay, fine. I'll go get a Christmas tree right now.
Hello?
Hey, kid, are your parents home?
No, I'm home alone.
Oh, really? Well, do you have a Christmas tree?
Yeah, it's in the living room.
Oh, great, I'm at the right house. My name is Christmas Tree Chris, and I'm with the Christmas tree company that you bought your Christmas tree from. I guess we've sold some faulty trees, and some of them might just, like, spontaneously burst into flames. So I have to inspect your tree to make sure it's not one of those.
Okay.
Okay, but you can't watch me do it, because if it does catch fire, that would be dangerous, and I don't want to be liable. So can you hide somewhere?
Okay, now can you add?
That would be great.
Okay, just let me know when you come down.
Yep, will do. Oh, there it is. There's my Christmas tree. Now my wife will finally shut up. I mean, it does look kind of shitty, but that doesn't matter. It's better than nothing. But how am I going to carry it out of here? This thing is really big. Yeah, I think I should call Simmons for help.
Hey, mate, you called and said you needed help moving a Christmas tree?
Yeah, this one. Simmons, why are you wearing a hard hat?
In case one of the ornaments falls down and hits me in the head.
But that wouldn't even hurt.
Better be safe than sorry.
Well, look, just help me carry this tree back to my house, and let's be quick.
Wait, mate, are you trying to steal this tree?
No. I bought this off Facebook Marketplace. The people just said I could come pick it up while they're out. But they also said they get really attached to stuff, so if they see me physically taking it, there might be a scuffle.
It really sounds like you're trying to steal this tree.
Okay, well, the truth is that their kid was bad, and they say that he doesn't get a Christmas tree this year, so they want me to take it while he's at school.
But it's dark outside.
Okay, I'm fucking stealing it, Simmons. Is that what you want me to say? Is that what you want to hear? I'm stealing this tree, okay? Now, you take the top, I'll take the bottom.
But I like being on the bottom. You can ask your mom.
Okay, ew, Simmons, ew. Just, you fine. You fucking take the bottom. I don't care.
All right. See that, mate? Good thing I'm wearing this. It could have been trouble.
Okay, just help me take this tree.
Tilt it. I'm trying, mate. The ornament's falling off.
Well, good man, you
got the hard hat on.
Well,
straighten it up. I'm trying, mate. It's just my arms getting tired.
Well, come on, roll up to the door.
The Christmas tree gone up and ran away.
All right, Simmons, now help me drag it out the front door and all the way to my house.
Well, all the way to your house, mate? You live 5 blocks over. Why don't we just put it in the back of a car?
Well, I know I have a Hyundai Sonata with massive trunk space, but it's still not going to fit in the trunk.
Well, we can always put it on top of the roof.
And scratch my Stormy Sea blue paint? I don't think so. Come on, Simmons, help me drag it out here.
All right, mate.
Let's just walk it.
Come on, Simmons, hurry up. You're going so slow.
I'm trying, mate. It's just this tree is so heavy. Wait, why do you get to drive the car and I have to carry this heavy tree?
Well, you see, Simmons, it doesn't make sense for us to walk all the way to my house and then walk all the way back here just to get the car. Somebody had to take the car.
But, mate, don't you think it'd be a little bit more fair if we took turns, like you drive the car and I carry the tree, and then you carry the tree and I drive the car?
Well, you see, Simmons, that would make sense, but the car's insured under my name, so if you get in an accident, I would be liable, so it's better if I drive. You know, it's really cold up there. I'm gonna roll the window up.
Oh, come on, mate! This tree is so heavy! Fuck that tree!
Simmons, don't just throw my Christmas tree on the ground like that. Have some respect.
I carried that damn tree down the road for 5 neighborhoods, mate. Screw that tree!
Oh, come on, Simmons. It wasn't that bad.
I'd rather drag that tree all the way to Australia.
Oh, be real, Simmons. There's no roads to Australia from America.
I'm out of here, mate.
What? Oh, come on, Simmons. Aren't you going to help me set it up?
Suck my kangaroo dick, mate.
Somebody's angry. Ugh, you did good, Brooklyn guy. You did good. Now for a well-deserved beer.
Boyne, did you get my Christmas tree?
Did I get your Christmas tree? I got the Christmas tree right over there.
Oh my God, Boyne. It's perfect!
Yeah, you're damn right it is. I cut that baby down myself.
Wow, Boyne, it looks so heavy.
Oh, it was, but I dragged it for 5 neighborhoods just for you.
Oh, my big, strong man. Boyne, you're not even sweating.
Oh, yeah, well, it's just so cold outside, the sweat didn't happen. But, you know, I think your big, strong man deserves a reward.
I think he does, too, Boyne.
Take these overalls off.
After I decorate the tree.
Oh, I'm not even going to want it later. That's a lie. I'm always going to want it.
Oh.
Marvin, I'm sorry that family threw a brick at your face.
I told you people don't want strangers in their yard singing Figgy Pudding.
I think they were mad because you got the words wrong.
I'm not saying Figgy Pudding. That's gay. I'm going to say chocolate pudding.
Marvin, our tree is gone.
Wait, what?
Marvin, our tree is gone. But it was here when we left.
Baby, trees don't just disappear. Jeffy! Jeffy! Where you at, Jeffy? I hear him. Where you at, Jeffy? Why are you in the attic?
Because Christmas Tree Chris told me to hide up here.
Who?
Christmas Tree Chris.
Is that like St. Nick?
No, he's the Christmas Tree Inspector.
Jimmy, where the fuck is the Christmas tree?
You're not going to believe me, but it got up and it ran away.
No, the fuck it did it. Where's it at?
It ran away, Daddy. I told you you wouldn't believe me.
Well, there's no way a Christmas tree got out of it right away. Get your ass down here.
No, you're going to yell.
I'm already yelling.
Well, I don't want to get in trouble.
Jeffy, just come down here. All we want to know is what happened to the Christmas tree.
Okay, I'll tell you what happened. A guy came to the door and he said he was Christmas Tree Chris and that he was the Christmas Tree Inspector. And he told me to hide in the attic in case the Christmas tree blew up.
Let it not fucking happen, Jenny. Get your ass down here right now.
No, you're going to get mad at me. I'm going to get in trouble.
I'm already mad and you're already in fucking trouble.
Well, I'm not coming down. Never, never, never.
Okay, that's it. We're calling the cops, Jeffy. We're going to call the cops.
I think you should do that.
I'm calling the cops.
Good.
Hello?
Hey, Marvin, you call the cops?
Yeah, someone stole our Christmas tree!
Okay, guy, make sure you act really shocked so he doesn't suspect you're the one who stole his tree.
What? Somebody stole your Christmas tree? Nuh-uh, that's crazy.
No, seriously, someone stole a tree, but it's gone!
Wait, so it was there, and now it's not there anymore?
Yeah, someone stole it!
Damn it, guy, you're being weird.
Oh, yeah, well, there have been a lot of Christmas tree thieves. Like, there's this guy named Christmas Tree Chris, who pretends to be a Christmas tree inspector, and he tells you your tree might explode, and then he has you hide in the attic, and then he steals your Christmas tree.
That's exactly what Jeffy said!
Damn it, guy, why are you talking so much? You're just giving him clues.
Yeah, well, I have a really nice Christmas tree at my house that I bought.
Aw, we need a Christmas tree!
Oh, well, that's too bad, because all the stores are sold out of Christmas trees, and believe me, I called all the stores after I bought my tree to make sure I got the last one.
What the fuck was that, guy? Just get out of there before you ruin it.
He just left.
Well, that was no help.
He probably got an emergency call or something. Oh.
Marvin, we can't have Christmas without a Christmas tree.
But baby, you heard the cop. He said all the stores are sold out.
What are we gonna do?
I guess not have a Christmas tree. I hate to see Rose that sad. She didn't even notice her Santa Claus hat fell off. What are we gonna do? Well, Brooklyn guy did say he had a really nice Christmas tree at his house, and he's at work right now as a cop, so that means he's not home. So I could go steal his Christmas tree. Yeah.
Honey, I'm home!
Oh, Whitey, I finished decorating the Christmas tree!
Oh, honey, that just looks so... yeah.
Aw, thank you, Boiny. Say, you gotta finish that work real quick.
Yeah, I just had that one quick call, but I'm home now.
Well, Boiny, if you go shower, then you can get your reward.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, it just looks so pretty. Ooh, who's at the door? Hello?
Hey there, my name is Christmas Tree Chris. I'm with the Christmas Tree Company.
Oh, nice to meet you.
I need to inspect your Christmas tree.
What? Why?
Because due to global warming, Christmas trees have gotten really hot, and they might spontaneously combust into flames.
Oh, no, but my husband just cut it down today.
Yeah, I know. That makes it worse, because a freshly cut tree is like a freshly lit bomb.
Oh, no, what do we do?
You need to go hide in the attic in case it blows up while I inspect it.
Okay.
Yeah, let me inspect it real quick. This motherfucker. He stole my Christmas tree, and then wanted to act like he didn't know what happened to my tree. Oh, I bet he made up that Christmas tree Chris shit. Well, I'm taking this tree back. Well, I'm taking it back.
Hey, Karen. Brooklyn Guy Jr.'s all shampooed. And I think he hit his growth spurt. Karen? Karen, you there? Karen? Karen? Don't try to get out of it. I carried that tree 5 blocks. What the fuck? Karen! What happened to the tree? Karen! Karen, I'm not fucking around. Where's our tree?
Boiny, I couldn't find the attic, so I was hiding in our pantry.
Wait, why were you looking for the attic?
Well, because Christmas Tree Chris came over and said our tree was going to explode and that I should hide in the attic.
Wait, Christmas Tree Chris? I'm Christmas Tree Chris.
No, you were in the shower and Christmas Tree Chris was at the front door.
Wait, Karen, just tell me what happened.
Okay, Christmas Tree Chris came over and said our tree was going to explode and I should hide in the attic, so I hid in the pantry.
Wait a minute, who would have known about my lie? Marvin. Wait right here. I'm going to go get our tree back.
Wait, in the pantry?
Yeah. I'm going to go get the tree.
We'll put clothes on first.
There's no time.
Oh, my God, Marvin. You got our Christmas tree back.
I sure did.
Did you find out who stole it?
Oh, I know who stole it. We can deal with that later.
Well, Marvin, I think you deserve a reward for finding our Christmas tree.
Well, what kind of reward?
Oh, you know.
Let me get in the shower.
Oh, who's at the door? Hello?
Hey there.
Wait, aren't you the cop? Why are you in a towel?
Well, that bastard Christmas tree Chris stole my clothes.
Wait, I thought he stole Christmas trees.
Well, now he steals clothes because he's clothes for free, Chris, because he wants all his clothes for free.
Oh, no!
Yeah, and he stole my clothes and he ran into your house.
Oh, my God, what do I do?
You should probably hide in the attic because he also has my gun.
Ah!
Get my tree back.
Oh, Rose, little Marvin Jr. is all conditioned.
Conditioning your balls is crazy work, Marvin. Or should I say, Christmas Tree Chris?
You're Christmas Tree Chris!
You stole my fake name!
You stole my real tree!
Touche. But my wife needs this tree. I shampooed my balls.
I shampooed my balls.
Those are fighting words.
Give my tree! Give my tree! Give it!
Marvin, look at us. Look what we've become. Monsters over some stupid Christmas tree.
It's my tree!
Well, you see, Marvin, that's how it starts. My. Can't it just be our tree?
No, it's been my tree the whole time. You broke it and stole it.
Well, can't I just take the top half and you take the bottom half?
No!
Well, at least until we both get sucked off.
I guess we both deserve to get sucked off.
Clearly.
And so Marvin and Brooklyn Guy both came that night. To an agreement that they would share the tree.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ooh, Joseph, should I roast Cody to oblivion?
Oh, yeah, dude. Do it. Roast his ass.
Oh, come on, guys. We don't have
Wearing a checkerboard shirt, head ass.
Ooh, flame his ass, dude.
Wearing glasses, head ass.
Ooh, he held it back today.
Yeah.
Wearing a bow tie, head ass.
Ooh, savage.
Wait, these aren't even insults. You're just saying what I'm wearing and then saying head ass.
Coming from a mop, head ass.
Oh, put him in a casket. Okay, Cody, you gotta do Junior.
Okay.
No, like you gotta roast me.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not really good at this. Beady, little eyes like a bird, head ass.
Oh, no, he got lucky.
All right. Oh, okay, a weird little island of hair, head ass.
Oh, you're talking about your hair now, dude! Damn!
Okay, chill out, you're going too far.
Wears a bib like a baby, head ass.
Oh, he's calling you a baby!
No, we're not doing that. You're too far, you better apologize.
Okay, all right, going in for the kill, I guess. Ron Weasley, ginger from Harry Potter looking head ass.
Take that back!
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it.
Yeah, guys, I don't want to play this game anymore. It's not fun.
Okay, so when you're roasting me, it's fun, but when I'm doing it to you, you don't like it?
No, I don't want to do it. It hurt my feelings. Watch TV.
I just want everyone to know that the Haitians in Springfield, Ohio are eating the cats and dogs. They're like, yummy, the yummiest that they've ever tasted. I've personally never tasted it, but they're saying yummy every time they eat your cat and dog.
Wait, are they really eating cats and dogs in Ohio?
No, Junior.
Then why would he say that on TV?
I don't know.
You know everything on TV is supposed to be true.
I know that's the rule, but he broke it.
Well, our teacher eats cats and dogs.
It's true! The best cat and dogs in Springfield, Ohio!
Is he Haitian, though?
No, he's only Asian. So, guys, if you were old enough, who would you vote for president?
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'd probably vote for Kamala.
What? Not Trump! He got shot in the ear!
Yeah, that shit was cool and all, but Kamala's a safe bet.
No, all the coolest presidents have gotten shot. Like John F. Kennedy, shot.
Yeah, right.
Abraham Lincoln, shot.
True.
James Garfield.
The cat?
No.
He died?
Well, no, the president.
What, Garfield was a president?
What?
No, James Garfield, the president in the 1800s.
His first name was James?
What?
I didn't know Garfield. I thought Garfield's name was just Garfield. I thought he liked lasagna.
No, not the cartoon cat. There was a guy named James Garfield.
What? There was actually like a human being named Garfield.
Yeah, that was his name.
See, all the presidents are cool. Even, look, that president was named after the cartoon.
No way.
Well, he wasn't named after the cartoon. He came first, and he wasn't voiced by Chris Pratt.
Okay, they didn't just come up with the name Garfield. The cartoon came out first, and his dad named him after that.
No, if anything, the cat was named after the president.
Listen, all the coolest presidents got shot in the head, and they all done cool stuff. Like John F. Kennedy sent us to the moon, and Abraham Lincoln, he never lied.
Yeah, that's true.
No,
yeah.
I mean, George Washington didn't lie either.
See, did he get shot?
Oh, no, he didn't get shot.
Well, still, Abraham Lincoln's a pretty cool president. And look, he's on two pieces of money. He's on a $5 bill and a penny.
And he freed the slaves, dude.
I got a theory on that.
A theory?
Yeah, so what if Abraham Lincoln didn't mean to free the slaves. He meant to set their price tag to free. So, like, you could just have one.
I beg your pardon?
No, no, don't get mad. Don't cancel us. Like, listen, think about it. What if Abraham Lincoln, when he said, I'm going to free the slaves, he meant that everyone could have one for free?
Mm. No, I think he meant to free them. It was literally called the Emancipation Proclamation.
I don't know what that word means.
Well, emancipation means to free.
Yeah, to set free, so maybe he meant to set the price to free.
No, it means like freed, like to liberate.
Well, have you ever asked him?
No, because he's dead.
Okay, well, if he wasn't dead, we could say, hey, what did you mean? Because I think maybe he meant to set the price to free. People got confused, they set them free, and he goes, well, that was pretty cool of me, that made me look really good, so I'm just going to stick with that.
I get it, it's a fair argument.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. But I mean, I do have a time machine if you want to go back in time and ask him.
Well, yeah, let's go back in time and ask Abraham Lincoln what he meant when he set the slaves free.
Okay, I'll get my time machine.
Yeah.
All right, guys, this is my new portable time machine.
Portable?
Yeah, I got tired of hauling the other one around. It was just too clunky.
So how does this one work?
Well, you see, the problem with this one is you can only use it once a year because it uses the power of a black hole, and that takes about a year to charge. So you can only go somewhere and come back once, and then you have to wait till next year.
That's kind of lame.
Yeah. Well, who wants to go see Abraham Lincoln?
I do. Joseph, you want to go see Abraham Lincoln?
Nah, dude, I think I'm going to chill here.
What, you don't want to meet Abraham Lincoln?
Nah, I don't think it's safe for me to go in that timeline.
How is it not safe? I mean, it's Abraham Lincoln.
Bro, black people were considered 3/5 a person.
They were that short?
No, dude, no. Just leave without me.
But you'll be the tallest black guy there.
I guess so, but just leave without me.
Okay, guys, we all have to hold hands. I promise it's nothing gay. It's just you have to be holding on to anything that you're taking with you.
Okay.
Come on, Ken. You want to go see Abraham Lincoln? Of course you do. He's your favorite president. Okay, now I just have to say the date. April 15th, 1865. Kabow! Oh, I forgot to push the button.
Ugh, this play fucking sucks.
Abraham.
What? It does? I wanted to see Lion King.
We'll see Lion King next time.
We'll see Lion King next time! It's not like I have a country to run or anything. I need to get a picture of this. Send it to Andrew Johnson. He's not gonna believe this shit.
Excuse me, sir, no flash photography.
Oh, come on, what am I even gonna do with it? It's not like I'm gonna take a video and post it to YouTube. YouTube. Mary, what if there was a website where you could post videos?
What's a video?
I don't know.
Oh, excuse me, sir.
Oh, please, call me Lincoln.
Mr. Lincoln, sorry to bother you. You know, I just wanted to thank you for freeing the slaves and all. Can I get your autograph real quick?
Oh, yes, of course. And I'll do it for free.
Oh, yeah, buddy! He said the line, that's my dog. Hey, I'm a vote for you.
Like they can vote. Working on that. You see that? Free the slaves. And you would think, since I did such a good thing, they would give me some better fucking seats than having to sit way the hell up here where I can't see anything. I want to sit front row. I want to sit where that gentleman is sitting. Is he the president? Oh, no, he's not, because I'm the president. I can't even see. Everybody looks like ants down here.
Abraham, behave yourself.
We're getting front row for Lion King. I want to see the stilts on the giraffes.
Fine.
Excuse me, can I get you two any concessions?
Oh, yes. I would like some gummy bears, a Three Musketeers bar, and some buttered popcorn.
Abraham, you're on a diet.
Oh, yes, I forgot. No gummy bears, no Three Musketeers bar, and shoot me in the fucking head.
Abraham!
Okay, extra butter for the popcorn.
I gotcha.
Ugh, I'm so fucking bored. I want to listen to my records. Did you bring my AirPods?
I don't know what those are.
Neither do I.
Oh, Abraham, don't bring that out, please. It's so embarrassing.
Well, I need something entertaining instead of How I Met My Cousin or whatever the fuck this is. Yes, that's my shit. That's my jam.
Mr. Lincoln, your popcorn.
Yes, Mary, the popcorn. Thank you.
You're welcome. If there's anything else, you know, just let me. Are you okay?
What, are you trying to kill me? What is your name?
My name is John Wilkes Booth.
Well, John sucks poop. This popcorn is butterless and stale. I specifically requested buttered popcorn.
I'm sorry, sir.
Well, fix it.
Yes, sir.
I hate it here.
Abraham, you talk too much.
Yeah, well, you know where they didn't say that? At the Gettysburg Address, where I spoke for a very long time. People love that shit. 47 years ago.
Mr. Lincoln, your buttered popcorn.
Thank you. Jacob?
Yes, sir.
What is that? Is that a hair?
Yes, sir.
Really? And do you think that the President of the United States, who freed the slaves and ended the Civil War, should have to eat hairy popcorn?
No, sir.
Then fix it! Oh, my word. Oh, it is hot in here.
Ugh. Abraham, you shaved your head.
Well, I had lice. We don't have a cure for that yet.
Here's your popcorn with no hair.
Now, wait a minute. Is this the same popcorn that touched the hair?
Yes, sir.
So you just took the hair away and you didn't replace the popcorn?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good. Hey, everybody who's richer than the president and gets better seats, enjoy my popcorn. Don't worry, hair touched it. Now, you listen. Here, Jacob, I will have your job. I will have you fired. I would rather be shot in the head than have to watch this boring fucking play and deal with your terrible service. Get out of my sight.
Abraham, get up. Oh, ha ha, very funny. The play's that boring. You fell asleep. Get up. Oh, I'm out of here.
Wait, where's Abraham Lincoln?
Oh, damn it, Junior, we're too late. He already got shot.
What? You said you got the time right.
Well, I didn't know the exact time.
So what do we do now?
I guess now we just go back to our time.
Well, we're not going to be able to do anything fun that we said we were going to do.
I know, but we don't want to mess anything up here. We should just go back.
Okay.
Okay, hold my hand.
Oh, Abraham, I don't want to fight. Let's just go home. Oh, Abraham, you've gotten smaller. You were so tall anyway.
Wow, Cody, I can't believe you took us back in time after Abraham Lincoln got shot.
Yeah, I guess we're just gonna have to wait till next year.
And get the time right next time.
Wait, where's Ken?
I don't know.
Aw, damn it.
What?
I left Ken on Abraham Lincoln's dead body.
You did?
Yeah, now we're gonna have to wait till next year to get him back.
You don't seem too upset about having to wait a year.
Well, it's fine. I know I'm gonna get him back. I just have to wait a little while. And honestly, that's fine. I was thinking about downloading Grindr and seeing what those glory holes are all about.
Wait a minute, Cody. You left Ken on Abraham Lincoln's dead body. What do you think that did to history?
I don't know.
Whoa, look at the $5 bill!
Wait, is that Ken?
Why is Ken on a $5 bill?
Oh my god. They must have gotten Ken confused with Abraham Lincoln.
How's that even happen? They look nothing alike.
Yeah, and Abraham Lincoln's body was right there. Hold on, let me check Wikipedia.
That's so crazy.
Oh my god, Junior, look, this is Abraham Lincoln now.
Whoa, Ken is Abraham Lincoln. And look, he finished his term.
Yeah, because he didn't get assassinated.
That's so crazy. Joseph, what do you think about Ken being the president? Oh, my God. Joseph's 3/5 a person. Oh, my God. Ken brought back slavery.
What's up, dude?
Ah!
What? I was in the bathroom. I had to pee. Look.
Oh.
I found a figure toy. Isn't it cool?
I thought you were 3/5 a person still.
Come on, dude. Abe Lincoln fixed that.
Oh, what do you think about Ken being Abraham Lincoln?
Who?
Cody's boyfriend, Ken. He's Abraham Lincoln.
Cody don't know the president, dude. Stop lying.
Junior, he doesn't know because we changed history. To him, this is Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, when did Abraham Lincoln die?
He never died. He's over 200 years old. Duh.
Oh, because he's a doll. He can't die.
No, he's not a doll. He's just the president.
Yeah, wait.
He's busy giving Gettysburg speeches and stuff. It's always lame. He's, like, mute, so I don't know how that works.
Oh, he can't talk because he's a doll.
He's not a doll, Junior. He's the president.
I still can't believe Ken is the president.
Who?
Abraham Lincoln.
Ah.
Junior, we have to go get him.
What? We can't go get him. He's a former president. He's probably covered in Secret Service agents.
Yeah, but I want him back.
Oh, well, I mean, we could try to get him back. Yeah, let's go get him. Let's go. Okay, Cody, look, there's Ken.
And look, there's the real Abraham Lincoln's dead body.
Why has no one noticed it?
I don't know.
All right, so I'm going to distract that Secret Service agent, and you grab Ken.
Okay.
Hey there.
Hi, what are you doing near the presidential booth?
Abraham Lincoln's my favorite president, so I wanted to meet him.
Well, you can meet him from back there. Just don't come any closer. The president's very old.
Okay, well, why are you guys still at the Ford Theater?
Well, we're watching the president's favorite play, the Langton.
Oh. Oh, wait a minute. There's a sniper outside trying to shoot him.
What? Wait a minute. Hey, get back here with that gun.
Well, that was easy.
Wait, let's go. Let's go.
Oh, there was no shooter, dumb kids. Where is the president? Oh, no. The president's been kidnapped. We got a 2319. We got a 2319.
Well, we got Ken back.
No way, dude. Abraham Lincoln's here? Cody, you really know Abe Lincoln? Wait, real quick. Thank you for freeing the slaves. You cool as hell for that. You my favorite president, for real, for real.
Well, actually, Abe Lincoln's gonna live here for a while.
What? Here? Oh, that's cool as hell. This is like the White House. This fancy, dude.
Yeah, you just have to make sure nobody knows he's here.
Yeah, it's a secret. Can't tell anyone.
What? No way, dude. I gotta tell everybody.
No, Abraham Lincoln likes his privacy.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, so just don't tell anyone, okay?
I guess so.
Wait, what's that, Abraham Lincoln? Oh, you want us all to leave? Okay, guys, let's leave.
Yay.
All right. I think Joseph is going to be gone for a little bit. So we just, in a year, you better fix this.
Okay, we will.
Yeah, because now Joseph's going to think he's Abraham Lincoln every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
The news! Breaking news, you kids!
Kay. Abraham Lincoln has been kidnapped. If you've seen the president, please call 911 immediately.
Well, I can't leave the house with Ken for a year now.
Yeah? Because then the Secret Service will arrest you.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm going to go clap some presidential cheese.
And the first student to get the answer right will get a Hershey kiss.
When I saw the board take his quiz, I thought we were going to practice making out with each other. And Junior was going to be my partner.
No, my partner was going to be Penelope.
No way, Junior.
Dude, we're always partners. What are you talking about?
I want to kiss Penelope.
Guys, it's not even about kissing.
Well, I bet I can answer more questions than you, Penelope.
No way, Four Eyes.
Well, you also wear glasses.
Shut up, Cross. All right, first question. Who invented the telephone?
Alexander Graham Bell.
God damn it.
Ha!
Correct, Penelope. Here's your kiss.
I got the first kiss, Cody.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna get the next one.
All right, next question, Cross. How many stars are on the original American flag?
13, bitch. Ha ha.
Correct, Cody. Here's your kiss.
Ooh, look at my kiss. Oh, let me get in there.
All right, next question. What was Abraham Lincoln's nickname?
Oh, I got this. The Free the Slave Man.
No.
Honest Abe.
That was George Washington.
No, that's Honest George.
No, you're thinking of Curious George.
Correct, Junior. Here's your kiss.
Ooh, a kiss.
All right, next question.
Man, I have so many kisses.
Well, I had more kisses, and some of mine had nuts in them.
Mine have nuts, too.
Well, I don't have any nuts in mine.
Wait a minute. This isn't fair, teacher. I haven't gotten any kisses.
All right, Jeffy. Since you don't have a kiss yet, I'll give you a chance to win the last one. And this question is only for you, so you're the only one allowed to answer it. What year did the War of 1812 happen?
Now, this is a trick question. What year did the War of 1812 happen? 1812. Take away the 4, add a 6. 2004!
Screw it. Here you go.
Yummy.
Alright, Cross, that does it for today. Go home and enjoy your kisses.
Hey, Daddy.
Hey, Jeffy, how was school?
It was great, Daddy. The teacher gave me a kiss right here.
What?
Yeah, I answered the question right, so he gave me a kiss right here.
Marcus, we have to call the cops!
Well, hold on, Jeffy. This is a very serious crime you're accusing your teacher of. Are you sure he gave you a kiss?
Yeah, he gave me a kiss, and he gave everyone else in the class a kiss when they answered the question right.
Are there any girls in your class, Jeffy?
Yeah, Mommy. This one girl got a bunch of kisses from the teacher.
I'm calling the cops right now. Hold on.
Hey there. Somebody call the whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the police.
We did.
Oh, good. So what's going on?
Well, we want to report a very serious crime.
Oh, no. Is somebody giving away toasters for outrageously low prices?
No.
Oh, well, my wife says we need a toaster, and I thought maybe you would know where I could get a cheap toaster.
Well, my son came home from school today, and he says that his teacher gave him a kiss in his private area.
Whoa, kid, is this true?
Yeah, he gave me a kiss right here.
Oh, my God, we are dealing with a very serious predator here. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive. He gave everyone in the class kisses.
Oh, my God. Okay, wait a minute. Aren't you in the same class as my daughter?
Who's your daughter?
Penelope?
Oh, yeah, she got the most kisses with nuts.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, no, my poor baby.
It's going to be okay.
Oh, I have to go call her. I have to call her.
What do you want, Dad?
Okay, Penelope, this is very important. Did your teacher give you a kiss in class today?
Yeah, he gave me a bunch of them.
Oh, God, no, it's true. Oh, okay, that's it. I'm going to go arrest him right now.
Order. Today, order. We will be hearing the case of the school teacher, Jackie Chu, who is accused of giving kisses to his students. Ugh. Prosecutor, tell me what's going on. Order.
Well, Your Honor, I'm here today representing all of the kids who got a kiss from the teacher. My daughter is one of them. Penelope, tell the judge what happened to you.
Well, today in class we had a kiss quiz, and every time we answered a question right, the teacher would give us kisses, and sometimes they had nuts.
Oh, God, my poor baby!
Oh, Jesus. Mr. Chu, you are being accused of a most heinous crime. Is any of this accurate to what actually happened?
Yes, it is all true. We had a quiz, and if the student answers the question right, I give them a kiss, and sometimes with nuts.
You're a monster!
Order! Order in my court! Order! Mr. Chu, you are a very sick man. Now tell me, how many students did he give kisses to?
Well, Your Honor, 5 students so far.
That we know of! That is a lot of children. Mr. Chu, what made you think it was appropriate to do such a thing to children, causing them years of psychological harm?
I thought I would give them an incentive to want to learn, because every time they got the question right, they'd be like, Jackie Chu, give me a kiss, give me a kiss. So I kept giving out kisses, and then sometimes they'd say, give me some with nuts. So then I'd give kisses with nuts in it, and so I just kept giving kisses and nuts.
As your attorney, I would advise you to stop talking.
Mr. Chu, I am sensing no remorse for your actions. Just handing out kisses as if they were candy.
Exactly.
Your Honor, may I have a moment with my client, please? Now listen here, you practically just admitted guilt. We're screwed.
But I didn't do anything wrong. All I did was give the kids kisses. The kids like the kisses.
Oh, I never should have become a public defender.
Mr. Chu, I already know you're guilty. Now I just need to know how guilty. Prosecutor, send in another one of the victims.
Cody, can you come in here, please?
Yeah, what's up?
The judge wants to ask you a few questions.
Now, young man, how many kisses did you receive from Mr. Chu?
Oh, I received a lot of kisses, but that's because I'm smart.
I received more kisses than you, Cody.
Yeah, well, that's probably because you're a girl and he felt bad for you.
Nuh-uh, at least mine had more nuts.
Oh, no, I definitely had more nuts.
No, you didn't.
Oh, God.
Order. Mr. Chu, I know this is going to be very graphic to ask, but how did you select which students received nuts with their kiss?
It was random. Whatever my hand decided to pull out.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Mr. Chu, I am already planning on giving you the death penalty, but just to be sure beyond a reasonable doubt, Prosecutor, send in one more victim.
Jeffy, can you come in here, please?
Hey, everybody. What doing?
Now, Jeffy, is it true that you received a kiss from Mr. Chu?
I did.
And how many kisses did you receive?
Just one.
Now that's interesting. Penelope, you received multiple kisses, right?
Yeah.
And Cody, you received multiple kisses?
Yeah.
But Jeffy, you only received one kiss.
Yeah, I think it was a pity kiss because everyone else is smarter than me, and so they were just getting more and more kisses. And so I think the teacher felt bad, so he gave me a kiss.
Mr. Chu, we have now heard from 3 of your victims. Do you feel bad at all for what you've done?
No, I don't regret anything. I've been giving the kids in my classes kisses for years. The kids love the kisses. They especially love the kisses with the nuts in. Big nut kiss.
I quit. That's it, Your Honor. Fry this son of a bitch.
I don't know what I did wrong.
Mr. Chu, you are clearly unable to tell right from wrong since you do not see what you did wrong, and that makes you a danger to society. Prosecutor, let me hear your closing statements before I bang this gavel as hard as I can and yell guilty at the top of my lungs.
Your Honor, I'm a father. Not a very good one, but I am a father. So today when my daughter came home from school and said, Daddy, Daddy, I got the most kisses from the teacher, I just couldn't believe it.
Well, I don't think that's true. I think I actually got the most kisses.
Shut up, Cody!
It's not a contest, kids. What happened to you today was wrong. That man is sick.
Well, I mean, I guess it wasn't good to have that many kisses before lunch.
I thought they were sweet, and at least nuts had protein.
Oh, Jesus. Your Honor, we're dealing with some serious Ted Bundy shit. This man is sick, and the fact that he's been doing it for this many years and the kids are just now coming forward, there's no telling how many lives he's ruined. Your Honor, I'm begging you, bang that gavel. Bang the shit out of that gavel, and send this man to the electric chair where he belongs.
I have had enough. Guilty. 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 Mr. Chu, guilty. That is what you are. I sentence you to death by electric chair. No, by 2 electric chairs. No, by an entire electric bed with an electric toothbrush before you go to the electric bed. And then electric pillows and electric sheets and an electric bedtime story. Yes. You will be killed by electric bed and bedtime story tomorrow at midnight. Pay-per-view, $49.95. Then all of the money will go to the victims' families. Guilty.
Yes, justice. Honey, we got justice.
What the hell is happening? dying!
Why is he gonna die for giving us kisses?
You're too young to understand, but someday you will. Come on, kids!
Oh, no.
Come on, you, you monster! Isn't this silly, folks? I was just the lawyer, and now I'm the bailiff. Isn't TV silly? Come on, let's get you to your cell! All right, class. My name is Brooklyn Guy. I'm going to be your new teacher since your last teacher was a monster, and now he's going to die. So I'm going to be teaching you until we can find a better replacement.
Are you going to give us kisses when we get questions right?
No, 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 kids. What he did to you was wrong, okay? There's not going to be any more kisses. You kids are going to need therapy to get over that.
But I see some kisses on the desk right there.
What are you talking about? What? Hershey's Kisses? Almond? Oh, no. Oh, no. Class, well, was your teacher giving you these kisses or kisses with his mouth?
The candy, Dad.
Yeah, the candy.
Yeah, I wish it was with his mouth.
Oh, dear God, kids. We're about to kill an innocent man. I have to go. Any last words before we fry you?
I didn't know it was wrong to give kids kisses.
Wait. Don't pull it. Mr. Chu, I have a question for you. What kind of kisses were you giving the students?
Sometimes they had nuts, and sometimes they didn't have nuts.
No, I know that, but, like, what did the kisses look like?
They were little chocolate candies with aluminum foil wrapped around them.
Oh, my God. Oh, get them out of there. I'm an idiot.
Santa, I just can't get these damn eyes off.
Looking, Santa!
Orna, what are you beating on that soccer ball with a hammer for?
I don't know.
Well, you see balls, you're supposed to lick them.
Pepper, you're still a weird fucker, but I like you.
Thanks, Santa.
All right, break time's in 5 minutes. Somebody's got to scoop the reindeer shit.
Can I do it, Santa?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, who are you?
I'm the guy who purchased the North Pole after you didn't pay your property taxes in over 25 years.
Well, you know, it's been a little tough lately.
Yeah, I can imagine when you're giving away toys for free and you're giving coal away to kids who've been bad. That's a fuel source. This place makes no money. It needs to be shut down.
Where's the Christmas spirit?
I can't deposit a Christmas spirit into my bank account. That's why I need $100 million from you by tomorrow, or else I'm going to turn this place into a Walmart or an amusement park and call it the North Pole Land, and you can work the cotton candy machine.
Well, what about if I let Pepper take you out back? He's really good.
Pepper?
Daddy, if I do it, will you love me?
Jesus fucking Christ. I need $100 million from you by tomorrow, or else you're going to be working in the Walgreens at the photo department developing pictures of my full of shit.
$100 million? Where am I going to get that kind of money?
I don't care. Pull it out of your holly jolly ass. Doesn't Coca-Cola pay you to be in all those commercials?
Well, they pay me in Coke, but I'm not talking about the stuff you drink.
No wonder it's always snowing in here. Listen, I'll be back tomorrow to get my $100 million, but I'm bringing bulldozers to turn this place into a Walmart.
Are we going to be homeless?
I don't want to leave the North Pole.
What are we going to do, Santa?
Yes, Santa, what are we going to do?
Yes, Santa, what are we going to do?
Everybody calm down now. Santa will figure it out. Santa always figures it out. I am so fucked. Oh, the fucking pigs. Yeah.
Wait, Santa?
Yeah, ho, 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 and all that kind of stuff.
Sorry, Santa, it's just this car matched the description of a car used in a robbery.
A robbery?
Yeah, somebody stole some money and their car looked like this one. Don't worry, I know it couldn't have been you.
No, wasn't me.
Well, sorry for the trouble, Santa. Just be on your way.
All right. Oh, that gives me an idea. Maybe I can rob a bank to get the money to save the North Pole. Yeah, that's it!
Hey, Mobbits, you got any dollars? About 100 of them?
No, I don't got any dollars or 100 of them.
But I need some money.
Well, I don't have any.
Ooh, I have $100.
Oh, that quickly. Got that money.
Give it back to her. She's not giving you any money.
Mobbits, you so mean and controlling.
Well, no, I'm not. She's not going to give you any money because you don't need any money.
I do need some money.
What do you need it for?
Christmas presents.
What Christmas presents are you going to buy?
I'm not going to buy any. I want that as my Christmas present.
See, you see, he doesn't even need it. So no, you're not getting any money. who's at the door. Just stay right here.
Well, now that Ma Bibbs is gone, you still want to give me the $100?
No, Marvin said no.
If Ma Bibbs told you to lick a dog turd, you be news it?
No.
All right, Dems.
Hello?
Hey there.
What, Santa Claus?
Yeah, I'm looking for a Dougie. You got a Dougie here?
Yeah, there's a Dougie upstairs. Are you here to tell me he's a piece of shit? Dougie, come down here!
What you want, Ma Bibbs? Ooh, Santa Claus? What you doing here, Santa Claus? You came to tell me I was on the nice list and to give me $100?
Well, no, actually, you're on the naughty list, and that's why I need your help.
Whoa, why am I on the naughty list? I do so much for my friends and for the community, and I even help my cousin Doodoo-ass, because he ain't know how to wipe his ass so good.
Well, I need your help robbing a bank.
I'm going to be robbed a bank, but if I do that, then I'm definitely going to be on the naughty list.
Well, if you help Santa, I can get you on the nice list, okay?
Okay, I can do that.
But Santa, why do you need to rob a bank?
Well, you see, the North Pole hasn't been doing that well lately, and I'm a little behind on the rent.
Well, how much is your rent? Maybe I can cover it, you know.
$100 million.
Well, $100 million? Is it Goodman who wants your rent?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, he's an asshole. Well, if anyone's going to help you rob a bank, definitely not Dougie. He'll get you caught.
Oh, God. Come on, Ma Biff. It's okay, Santa Claus. I can definitely help you rob the bank. Because all you need to do is just look a little bit more scarier than that, and I can help you. So come with me, and I'll show you. All right, Santa Claus, we got to get you ready to go rob the bank. But first, you got to cover up your identity, so pull that mask up.
All right. Is that better?
Oh, Santa Claus, where you at? I can't find you no more. Excuse me, sir. Have you seen Santa Claus?
Well, I'm right here.
See, I ain't recognize you because you don't conceal.